Stick to the seventh wide line on Dakarate on the day. Omar Rabbe, we already learned most of these Gemara's till the end of the term. Remember, Chazar. Omar Rabbe, Rabbe makes a distinction between Toya and Erva. They're both in the same pasuk. They neither have no connection, but they both happen to be in the same pasuk. You're not permitted to daven kineged Toya, unless it's Mechusa, the Jesus says that. You're not permitted to daven kineged Erva. Near Bechar Vizab, Rav Shav Nechorech. It says, Toya Ba'ashashi, if the Toya is covered over by the last cover that you can look through, nonetheless, Mitzvah Likud Kriyashma Kinegda. And Erva Ba'ashash is also Mitzvah Kriyashma Kinegda. Why is there a difference? The Gemara is not the one. Toya Ba'ashash is Mitzvah Likud Kriyashma Kinegda. Why? Because the chief of Italia knows there. There's no finish. Yes, the soldiers have to have a shovel, but he thinks it says that they should cover over the Toya with the offer. But since the Torah says you have to be Mechasa, but on Mechasa, over here it's covered over. What do I care that you can see? As long as it's covered over, it's okay. So this was the Gemara that we had the big machlokes between the Rosh and the Rosh Bar. What that means? So the Rosh says, you see from this Gemara that there's no halacha of Riyah. Even if you can see the Torah, it doesn't bother me. It's only halacha of Riyah. It has to be Mechasa. Let's say if the Torah is over here, so you have to be marked Dalet Amos. If you give both a Reach Ra, then it's considered as if the whole extent, the whole distance for the Reach is if the Torah is all the way over there. But even if there's no Reach, the Torah itself still has it in its place. Still not to be marked. But it's Mechusa, what's the Hesed? So the Rosh says, if you can use the Mara, all you need is that it should be Mechusa. There's no Allah of Riyah at all. There's Allah of Riyah just by Yerba. Yerba has it up, but there's no Din of Riyah by Torah. And the Rosh Bar disagreed. And the Rosh Bar said, no, that they have both Din. He showed from the Gemara that even Mea Amma in front, even if the Torah is Mea Amma in front, as long as you can see it's Torah. I really do with this Gemara. No, the Gemara is a different thing. And the Torah is Mechusa, so it doesn't have a Din of Torah. The Torah is Mechusa, so it doesn't have a Din of Torah. I said, it says right over here and I cover it over. Then I don't have to be marking Dalet Amos. Why not? Because it's Mechusa. It's always Torah. It doesn't have a Din of Torah anymore. So that is a big machlokes, but not too many to deal between the Rosh and the Rosh. But Erva, Ba'ashash, so let's say the person who's undressed is covered around with glass clothing or something like that, or behind a glass window. Also, look at Kriyash Mechanagda, why? Because Riyah Bechayev is Dalet Amachmana. It says Mechonish, you shouldn't have his tactics, you shouldn't have Riyah. They're all called Mechazia. But over here you can see, come this Kazi. If you look through the glass, you can see it, yeah. That's what Achleinim all have on this Gemara. If you look at Yeti Fenko has your Yonah HaShat. They're kind of read the Horus on the side of the Gemara. So they took all of the Horus and they came together and accepted the Tetra Yonah HaShat. And this Gemara has a long, long list of Mamakonish. It's writing Kiddush Levana. You have to say, I don't have a whole discussion, you have to say Kiddush Levana only if you see the Levana. However, Levana is the Yusha of Levana. The Gemara has laid it in brackets. If you see the Levana, the person is a Samuel Noah. And he can't see the Levana, then he doesn't, even if he knows that gets to the moment, he knows what day it is and time. It doesn't have to. Only take a breath if you actually see the Levana. So the Shad is, what if the person is looking with glasses? What if the person doesn't look? He always wears glasses, but he's looking there at Ashashi. Is that called the leaf? So they bring a rise in Ishmael, that it is called the leaf. Leaf in Ishmael, come to Kazia.
What about Kishmael?
Is it leaf in Ishmael? Or is it leaf in Ishmael? First of all, second or two, Kishmael doesn't see it. Ishmael doesn't really use Ishmael, because it's only for you to see it. Yes, and it's what they're wearing. Ishmael is not a Tashin, it's a public, Ishmael is a public Swiss-Lyle, not a public Swiss-Lyle. There's no Din of Riyah. The meaning is that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the meaning from the Ashkenazi Achronim that when you have the, when you wear chuppah, you should wear the beged under the shirt and the chuppah should be exposed so you should be able to actually see the chuppah. So the Mishnah Berurah chuppah shall nikra rishonah. You know, there's disagreement. A lot of the essays disagree, and that's the whole part about that, that's not what it means to rishonah, and he quotes that Apikabola is improper. It's improper to have the chuppah exposed. So the Rebbe should forgive all of the Ashkenazim who have this terrible, terrible practice, to have this system.
And then years ago, in Yeshiva, somebody was complaining to Rabbi Soloveitchik, Hazak, Machniok, if it's a Yeshiva, that's a poison, why are you going with the sister stuff? So I look at the sister, I think I've had Mr. Weir's sister, I've had Mr. Weir's sister's house. What the fuck, what is it about that? What's that? That's what Mr. Weir says. He didn't. But his grandfather did.
His grandfather did. There's not enough opinion because he's not allowed to touch with the bazaar.
Yes, same process.
He can touch the Arab also.
Yeah. Some Achronim raise some raise a question, what about Leo Larego? Yeroi calls the Chorcho. Yeroi calls the Chorcho. They should come into the Beit HaMikdash and they should be free. Yeroi, they should be free. So the Gemara has a drasha, Yedarsha in the Korean experience. Yira Yeroi. Kedarsha Bal Yeroi, Kach Bal Yeroi. He comes to see. What does he come to see? What is he going to see? What is he going to see when he comes? So the Gemara says on the last daf in Chagiga that they used to see the Nisim Tiberius, that they used to roll up in the Baishim, they used to roll up the Parechas and show them the Kuvim hugging each other. Then the Baishim, the one of Kuvim, there was no Aron. They didn't have a Luchas, they didn't have an Aron, so they used to show them the flesh like Maponim, that even though they had baked it on Friday, they showed them a week later that it was still soft, very fresh. And the other Nisim Tiberius that were there, Keseder and the Beis HaMikdash, that's what it was to see. So there's an Indian to, when you come in for Shalosh Golem to visit the Beis HaMikdash, not only Yeroyah, but me as well, you should see. So that's what one of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Kiva Shlesinger, I think his name was, I don't know, Rabbi Kiva Shlesinger, he was the son-in-law of Rabbi Kalamai, I think. So he lived in Yerushalayim, so he had this Shiloh. That maybe this man is there, and Shalosh Golem, there should be a mitzvah of Riyah Parim Bazar. What Shaykh Riyas Parim Azar? Riyas Parim Azar means you walk into the Azar, you bring a carton over to Riyas. It's not based on English. What Shaykh Riyas Parim Azar? Now I'm going to walk in because he's Tomei. Even if he would be Tohar, if he can't bring the carton to Tunisia, let him go to Banai Rekam. If you don't go in at all, so you're about to miss the of coming in. Shalosh Parim Azar, yeah, well, you should come in. But if you come into the Azar without bringing a carton, then you write on the law of an addition. In addition to not bringing the carton, in addition to this last day, you write on the law of the Kobi Azar, let him go to Banai Rekam. So the whole lesson, but the Lord says the whole thing doesn't apply to this man is there. So somehow he thought that perhaps it does apply. Whatever we can in the kind, the partial thing on this we should do, we should do. What can we do? What Shaykh, if you can't bring Kabbalah, if you can't appear in the Azara, but in Yireh, you should go and look. What are you going to see? There's no Nisim Tiberium, there's no Luchais, there's no Kruvim, there's no Shulchan, there's no Lechamapon, what is it? You should go and take a look and see what's there. So you're not allowed to walk into the Azara, so he used to be in the back there all the time on Shalom Shivam, and now in Eretz Yisrael there's still people who do it because of his heder. And you should go
up to the
gate, point where you're allowed to go and look into the Azara. You see the Arabs worshiping Abba Azara. You should go walk near the Azara and take a look. Some people go on some of the rooftops.
Yeah, some of the rooftops.
Some of the rooftops.
Yeah, very well.
So they can see. So that was a shy, he used to wear glasses. In his son both wore glasses. And I had a shy, he writes in his paper. He invented the whole list. That Jaitan is Gemara, that's what everybody calls Jaitan is Gemara, just like that Chayim says, that it is Levana, and you see Levana through the Genesis, but it's called the Yitz.
But why do you think that the Levana would be covered in the glass?
What that says? Because the custom, the boy has to love his wife. How does that come right off? That's the shayla. When the Gemara says over here that if the tzoa is mechusa, then you're permitted to daven. So when you discuss it, what if the tzoa is not mechusa? There's a glass window separating between me and the tzoa. They come, I'm standing in the building and I'm facing this way. I'm not facing what, I'm not looking at the door. It's Rosh Hashanah. And the different rituals, it's with Dalai Lama, there's a wall that's not fixed, 100% Rosh Hashanah. What if I'm staring straight out the window? So the, and I can see the door. So according to the Rosh, what is the problem? If you can see it, even if it's in a different mountain, that's not like the Rosh Hashanah Rosh. You can see it, even if it's in a different mountain, the Rosh is made, calling the Rosh Hashanah Machner. So according to the Rosh Hashanah Machner, would you say that since there's a Zreya that's Machner, it's already Mutter? Because the Gemara says, the key to the Paranachmana says, Mechusa. Would you say, no, that's not Mechusa, the Zreya. That is Mechusa, that's the Zreya. So Mechusa means there should be a key to the Zreya. That there should be a Dabar Amos at the same time. That's a shadow. The Magen Avraham and several other parts can hold that. I mean, hey, that's true based on the Magen Avraham. They hold that the Kifri doesn't necessarily mean Kifri Ramit Soa, that it becomes like Kofa. That's the notion he mentioned. The Ramon has that Dalosh. The Shabbat of Chisisa says, Secha, he says it becomes, the story becomes the Sattel out of the Ofa and it blends in to become part of the Ofa. And the Magen Avraham clearly says not so. He says if you have a glass window, that's also called Kifri. Pashtus is there, has no shaykh. So Rabbi must say the Pashtus is, it doesn't have it, whether you see it or you don't
have it. I'm
in Pashtus. It doesn't. That's a shayla. How much of the kisui do you need? When the Torah says when you mechatzer the soya, it's mutter to say Kriya Shema. Does it have to be got to kisui with offer? Like the Roshan Rambam, covered with offer becomes raven. Abai says not to Amar Abai. The next week of the Gemara, soya kosher. You see from the Gemara that there's no shiur kazayis or revius or anything. Even a mashu of soya already poses a problem. Even a chatzis shiur is a problem. Unless you mechatzer, so if you mechatzer with offer is a very good. Even if you're machasa with rope, the vatla baro, if he gets out a lot of saliva and he covers it over, omar over, baro cover, that's a thick rope. And then the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah writes that he better say his Krishna fast because the rope is not going to last forever. The rope is going to evaporate, get absorbed in the ground, whatever, yeah, it's not going to be there forever. The Kozman that the rope is machasa, all of the soul, so it's machasa. Just like Ashoshis, even though you can see through the rope. You see, from this Gemara B'Ferish, not like that Diuk and the Rambam. That the Rambam sounds like the Rambam quotes the Gemara also. The Rambam says you put on off on it, blends in and becomes part of the offer. It's loved up. Even if you cover an offer with rope, it's also good. That's what you mentioned. That Moshe Feinstein says if you have like lime or soa in a container and it's covered over, so that's also the chus. So that takes care of the problem because the chus, even though it's not offer, it's metal or it's rubber. Oh my God! It's the gum. What if it's soy in a crack in the ground? Maybe that's sandalo aleho. The current creation. You can put a foot right on, put a shoe right on top, and the soy is machus. So it's permitted to dance. The current creation. Boy, Mar, raise the rabbina. What would be the din if the soy is all the way up to the top of the gum of the hole in the ground? So that when he puts a shoe on top of it, it's machus. It's third. Look at the sandalo. What would be the din in such a case? The Gemara says take it. So what is the first book of the Sandal? There's only a topic over here, the Rosh Hashanah, the other Shani say. Let's say a person is walking in the street and he gets to the bottom of the shoe full of salt. And then he goes somewhere else and he wants to dive. So then for sure you're not permitted to dive. So then the bottom of the shoe, the topic of the Gemara is only like this. The salt is in a guma. And he puts the shoe on top of the guma as Mechusa, as Musa. So the salt is touching the bottom of the shoe. When he's going to walk away, the salt will not be dug up to the bottom of the shoe. It's going to stay over here. But the Gemara still had a topic. If it's double to the bottom of the shoe, maybe it's talking about the Gemara had before. If the Zoya is al Gufay, Zoya al the Zoya, but it's all Mechusa. The Gemara had a Machmoyka Samurai. The person has Zoya on his body, but it's Mechusa. The Guardian to the Dinner, whenever the Zoya is Mechusa, that's the Zoya, it's Mutter, and it's on his body, so it's not common. So the Rishonim says the Zoya is al the Gazal, even if it's Mechusa, it's also awesome. It's also for this. Even if the different side of it, the soya is really in the guma, and the shoe is just touching it. When he's going to walk away, the soya is not going to be stuck to the bottom of the shoe. How would it take when you want? Yes. I think that's the name, it's Nogaya, yeah. It's just Nogaya to the bottom of the sandal. I think that's what it means, though.
Not sure. The next thing we want to learn, we discuss on the Rambam, Rav Yehuda. Akum, or a mother, which was Kriyash Mekinagi. Not permitted to say Kriyash Mekinagi if there's a guy who's standing in front of me who's not dressed.
Said Gemara, why is only a guy? What if it's a yeast?
Said Gemara, my, you're Yakum, how can you swallow him? The original prospect was by yeast, so why did he say Akum? Something in my name. He threw up Chikam with you. That's a double portion that's a part from Kumish. And what Akum is Tichale, the Kiddush of Rabbi Yudhi is that even a guy who's undressed also has a status of there for. Why would I have thought otherwise? Gemara was the same, I might have said. I look to behold the parts again, it's not so that should start, I'm on the Torah, these are my students, they're marking the parts, because there's enough, I'm treated like the heinous. So we thought, what if you have a naked dog in front of you, what if you have a naked cow? You're not permitted to die with it. No, it doesn't have to be not there, it's only if it's a human being. This is the part that compares the Nachrin, the human soil to the heinous. Emo, both of the main zogun, kachamo, the amuhu, you should treat him like a behemoth, a mashulam, the imunami, wherever the city, I'm talking by Noyak when he got drunk. It says the fair there is up in my role. You see the fair is that I have been a there. So we discussed by Lichas, I'll just mention the Kitzer, just the Kitzer Imrat, the Habamina, we mentioned by at least, the moral has to stay the Broch, or the Lord, we have to not over the other. We didn't go to this, but the moral holds on to the Yevah HaErzor, at the time that he says the Broch. So the Mechaber asks the question, well, how can he say Broch, can I get Erzor? So the two answers that he given. So one answer that's given is that it doesn't have to be not Erzor because it's not right in the Tashmish yet. The Aver only has a status of Aver when it's growing the beer. The beer is only in the Teisha Shana V'Yamechot. By girls in Gimel Shana V'Yamechot and by boys in Teisha Shana V'Yamechot. That's the Shabbat. What if the mother is doing the bris on a person who's older than 9 years old? So according to this Pshat, there would be a problem. According to the other suggestion that they give in the Shulchan Aruch, that this is a mitzvah, there's no din of Aver, Kiddush, and then even by an older person there will also be no problem. On the assumption that that is correct, that this is the cloud that an Aver, the only Aver that has a status of Aver, is an Aver which is Roy, the Tashmish, Roy to do on my Sevilla. So the Rabbi Natan says in places in the beginning of Sudas of Gimel and Sanhedrin and other places, he says that Dia Sakum is Lashon Abiyah. He says that a Goy, can I do a mighty deer? I haven't had children. Yeah. Well, there's no mighty deer. It's called a mighty issue. It's a different thing. It's called, physically it is a mighty deer. Biologically, of course it is. But I'll be dead. It's not considered a mighty deer. Well, I'll be dead. It might not mean I'll be dead. No. So there have been a time of talking about a nation's issue is intro. That is the shadow that is. A nation's issue is intro. It's prohibited to remain with her husband. And even if the husband doesn't, so the husband has to divorce her, then she's not committed to marry the girl. The Rabbinatan had a shayla, the boil was a goy. And the woman had to get divorced. The woman was mizana with the goy, so the Tadish Mishnah stood, but even if the boil was a goy, she has to get divorced. Then after she got divorced, the goy decided to convert and to become a yid. And they recall whether the woman is not permitted to marry the boy. So Rabbinatan said, three in Shulchanot we passed in Musa, like the Rabbinatan. But there are three different heads there in why she's mutarish. Why the Rabbi Natan? Why should he? So some said, "Cut." No, the other reason the Rabbi Natan's reason was he's not the boil. Al Pidin is not the boil because Bia Sakum should be a behemoth dummy, and it's not called the Maitre Bia. It's a Maitre Issus, but it's not called the Maitre. So it wouldn't even be called the Maitre Issus. She wouldn't be a Shulah Daiwa. She wouldn't have to get the word. Because it's a Maitre Issus. When a woman, when an Asian fish practices a Maitre Issus with anybody other than her own husband, so that's the halacha that she becomes a Shulah Daiwa. But in order to become closer to the boil, he has to be the boil. If he does anything other than it might be or not. So Rabbi Natan has this chiddush that Bia Sakum is Lashon Abiyah, and it's based on this pasuk, based on all the Gemaras that they quote this pasuk. And the Rivon says in Taisus, where does it say that in Gemara? There's no Gemara in Gadshah that it should say such an idea, that Bia Sakum is Lashon Abiyah. It doesn't say it anywhere. Bia Sakum is Lashon Abiyah. He tells that it should become a suitor to the husband. That's the Rivon shining against Rabbi Natan. That's what Rabbi Natan holds. So perhaps that was the Habamin of the Gemara. Now the time where I look to go, I should start Hamar Mitzorim, and this is the pasuk that the Rabbi Natan understood to mean, he took from the Gemara Yivamus like that, and that's what it says. That this pasuk is teaching you that the Azakum could be Azayim, that's not called the Maitre Biyah, and the Hamar Biyamam. No, should be also to the husband because it's a Maitre issue. A Maitre issue, yes. No. A nation, let's say, has Nishka Beim, and the Gemara says, Yom HaMishnah, she's an Aveira, she is the Kohen, she does not become out of the Kohen, she doesn't become out of the husband of the Kohen. Because the Beis Beim is Ein Zlusma Beim, the Gemara has a lot, Ein Zlusma Beim, it's not a Maitre Biyah, it's not a Maitre Issus, it's nothing, it's an Aveira, Nishka Beim, but it's neither called the Maitre Issus, nor called the Maitre Biyah. Ein Gusubim. So the Avamin of the Gemara we understand very well. Ein B'Kahamor B'Yalohu. It's not called a nice idea. Just like a Hamor is Ein Gusubim, it's not a nice idea. So too, Anachli is also not. Kamash Malon, what? What's the Kamash Malon? The Abinatam says Kamash Malon, the Avamin is correct. Kamash Malon, that the Gabi Erba depends on... that Eber, it doesn't depend on such lumbus. That Eber is an Erba. And if he's lumbus, then Kamash Malon, that the whole Avamin is wrong. Mao the same, I might have spoken such a wild house. So that's not correct. That's the shadow. What's the mark? That's what some Mao are saying to say. And if you're in the Paris, then she would perish to marry the boy because Gershon is got to cut Mishan Abadar. The others disagree and they say, no, Gershon is got to cut, let's say, the guy owes $1,000. And then he converts them. They don't get to cut Mishan Abadar, that's not the money. Let's say the guy didn't have air before, and then he converts. So the Gemara has a whole discussion in Sanhedrin on that fine day, that we still punish him afterwards also. He doesn't get off the hook just because
he cuts Mishan Abadar.
Did you prove what he did before? When he comes to you, he has to do two. Yes, yes. The Gemara says to me about this, why the Gerim suffers so much. Psychologically, we understand why they suffer. We don't want them, they don't want them. Nobody wants them. But the Gemara is not fair. Why? Theologically, why do they suffer so much? So the Gemara says because of the Averis that they did before they converted, and they didn't fully do tshuva on them. So you see that, and then one of them, the Gemara says, how can you say that? Why not say Gershon has got cut another bone? It's a question of the Gemara. How far do you say Gershon has got? Pasuk Pshat, you only say Gershon has got cut another bone? The relatives. Whatever relatives they had before, brother, sister, mother, father, after they convert, Menasseh they can marry them. And the Rabbanon we don't allow it, but Menasseh they can get married. And even with the Rabbanon, that Gemara was only made by marriage, it wasn't made by Aedis, by school Aedis. Let's say two brothers, Mugoyim, and then they convert. So the Gemara says, Menasseh and the Rabbanon, they can, they're partial Aedis together. Because Aedis, the Zed and the Surah, Aedis, you're not afraid that they're going to make a mistake. Zed knows that they were both here. There's no hashash that they're going to allow, Zed is not going to allow the other two brothers to give Aedis. The Bezim is going to speak to it. In this case, we know that they're Gerim, they will accept their Eidim. In another case, the two brothers are not Gerim, they're Yisraelim, so we won't accept their Eidim. But getting married, people get married on their own. They don't consult their Rabbanim as to whom they're allowed to marry. So there's a hashash. It will allow the brothers and sisters to get married, so all the Yidim will think the brothers and sisters are allowed to marry. So they may declare the Rabbanim at that marriage. But the din of Gershon has got some snows on the Apipashtas. It's very restricted. The Pashtus is only applied to Kurdish. That the Kurdish, the relationship, the family relationship that they had before, are broken. But it shouldn't apply to this case of a Goliath. That truly was the ball before, but once he converts, the whole chair is like off. You don't like off the chair. The consideration, that's the consideration with the Rabbanon. The Gemara says the brother and the sister, when they were not Jewish, were not permitted to marry. The mother and the son were not permitted to marry. That is their convertment. I'm sorry to say, they are permitted to marry. But the Goyim are going to say, the people will say, the Goyim is Rusha Hamur, Rusha Kalo. We have a higher level of religious observance only for Goyim, and now that we become Jewish, we can marry. Like the Jewish religion is very easy. And it doesn't make okay, so it's even more strict. So that's the psychological consideration, why the Hapani is Jewish, the Kumim and the Rabbanon. Let me make it clear to our brothers that the brother and the sister, mother and the son, are not permitted to marry each other after they're in God. That's not really a din. She had a young girl, let's say, we'll say, Bonham and Tusha, Hamel and Tusha, Kalam. That's psychological consideration, why the institute is there to our brothers. There is no such a law like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Gemara has a whole discussion. If he stole when he was in Nachri, the Gemara says that he's Chayiv Mishnah. When he's in Zgayer, we cannot give him an Einish Mishnah because as he stole, he's not Chayiv Mishnah. The Gemara has a discussion. What do you do? The Gemara has a discussion. In Nachri, she's Birach Es Hashem. Rachatach is Gayer. So, the Avera is the same for a Goy, for a Yid. The Einish is the same Mishnah, but the Einish is not exactly the same. Because by the Nachem it's Zayek, by the Israel it's the Stila. The Gemara has a discussion, what Einish will you give
him?
He can't give an Eid, an Einish Zayek, for Birchat Hashem.
Why does the Gemara put the Gemara?
I don't know, is there any other part to get about the
church? You might just prove that the release there, bro. That expression is by
one of the rules. One of the rules. I also talk to one of those in the court.
Rachel Mam's son refers to all the human sons, all the nothing. Because that person goes under the tree. Mashiach Tachem Mam's son.
Why don't you ever see in my role when it's in Tzimayach? You have no connection with Tachem Mam's son. That's not
too much. Lechet Anachri. Lechet Anachri. Lechet Ben Anachri. Everybody before Avraham Avinu, they were all Anachri. It was on me. And after Avraham Avinu came on the scene, so all the Yom HaSodom, Anochis, so that part of the Yechaz goes on everybody before Avraham Avinu, and all those people after who are not Jewish, they all describe the same way. The Gemara says you can never tell if you have two Nachrim who are brothers. How can you tell if they're really brothers unless they're twin brothers? You know for sure that the Gemara, even if they're twin brothers, but still the kosher eating together. Okay. I don't know. The Gemara mentions the possibility that you shouldn't say, but the Gemara doesn't actually come to a conclusion. That's the one you promise on Bob Tzadik Test. Mentions the possibility that you can have, maybe you can never really tell if they're really brothers in the song. Yeah. Let's say you see a behemoth, you see two behemoths, not on the case of being niskof to each other. So the Gemara says you're not permitted to look because it is Ma'ariv Taisa. So let's say I'm looking in on the violation of that din. I'm still permitted to say a bracha at the dominant because, strictly speaking, it's not ever. That's Mishnah. What about the Nachri? So the Mishnah says that the person is undressed and he doesn't have a chance to get dressed. They should stay in the mikveh, they should put his hand on his waist, and they should take Kriyat Shema, know that it shouldn't be liberated there, but he spent a lot of time. So the mikveh says, but he should be careful what he covers himself up with. The way he's cast, he shouldn't cover over his body, not in mayim harayim, not in smelly, awful smelling water, not in mayim mishra, and not in water that they fill up the tank with and they soak in flax or other things. They soak in a hide, leather, in order to treat it, because it's going to smell awful. He's not permitted to cover over the issue. The Mishnah discussed the fellow than a mikveh. So he's covering over his elbow with a mikveh, then he has Nibra, his elbow, and he shouldn't look down, all the dinner that we went through. So he shouldn't go, if he's undressed, he shouldn't go into such a vat of water that smells awful until he'll pour in a lot of water. Then he's like, what are we pouring for? He's going to have to pour in a ton of water. It's all full of water as it is. Let's say he has the vat where the flax is soaking. The whole thing is water. You're going to put in more water. So if you put in 1,000 times more water, maybe the smell will go away. Say, well, how much water can he possibly pour in order to be mevatel erecha? What does the Mishnah Shasta tell him? No, it reads like this. Missing a few words in the Mishnah. It should be understood like this. You shouldn't cover up your body by the harayim, but you may make sure cloud because it has a bad odor. It's like a Riach Rasha Eberlis, we had before. Riach Rasha Eberlis, if you have Toya. And then the Toya gives a Riach Rasha, up until the point that this Riach Rasha treated like Toya, after the Machi Dalaran is enough. If you're ready to play the Toya, does it in a different room, just have the Riach Rasha, that's the Dinda Rabban. See, look, you have a Riach Rasha Eberlis, it's not good. So it's a Dinda Rabban, and Mishnah Guru says, a Dinda Rabban, you're not permitted to go. So then, Kolik, Kolik, Kassel, Olam, Ayim, Harayim, Olam, Ayim, Yishra, Klaus. It's absolutely not permissible. And there's no Eitzah. It's not going to help if you're going to pour in more water. If you're going to pour tons and tons of water, and the Riach Rav will disappear. And then the last phrase in the Mishnah, Shad, the Tech, goes on the din of Meirat Lai. Not permitted to daven with it, Meirat Laiim. Ah, Shiyat, the Tech, and Mayim, the Yikro. You pour in a little water. It's a Bayat. We have a container with water. It has a little Meirat Laiim in it. But then it's the misare, then it's mutter. If it's bottled, if it'll be bottled, then it'll be mutter. Shalit, how much mayim do you have to put in order that the merad line should become bottled? Tarah Bonon says in a writer, count the out of the term mayim, how much water do you have to mix in with the merad line that the merad line should become ois merad line, should become his bottle? So there's a machlegi satan line, tanakama rab zakai, tanakama holds kosher. You just add a drop of water, a little bit of water, add it into the merad line,
It doesn't really do too much whatsoever, but since the whole dinner merit line is only the rabbanon, we don't get more before said on the previous almud, it's connected almud when the merit sun is coming out, then you're not permitted to daven after. But if it lands in the ground in a puddle, then the whole dinner is only the rabbanon. So if you'll be merit, it's not very good. If it blows in the ground, it's not very good. You don't know what else. And you just pour in a little bit of water, from the rabbanon, they say that's good enough. Now, Zakai says, no, there's a shira. Zakai Lema, you have to pour in a ravine. When exactly do they have this machlokes? So the two versions of the Amoraim as to what the machlokes HaTanaim is. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman comments on this machlokes HaTanaim. Where do they add the machlokes to the surface? The Merah line has already been on the floor, and then you're adding water. Do you have to add a full of these, or is it sufficient to just add a little bit? Abu the Kriba, but if you have a problem of water first, you have a little bit of water first. Let's say less than a ravine. And then he matol mayim into this little bit of water of the tefila. Everybody would agree that kol she'ein is enough. Why? The Rashi says that there is a principle of kama kama bottle. That's a concept in Yeridei. That's an basic in Yeridei. Based on a whole sugya in the end of Avodah Zarah. And the Kibbeg is telling you to look in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Dafayim, there's a long, gigantic, round, a big discussion in Yeridei. But say, what's the thing like this? I have 100 units of kosher juice, right? 100 units of kosher juice. Then a little bit of kosher juice falls in, and I squeeze that berries that were orlo, and it's also bachil bando. So the thing is that orlo is bottled echad amasan. You have to have 200 units again. So that's me, I have 1,000 units of kosher juice against the 1 unit of kosher juice. First bottle. But then a little bit more, all the juice falls in. So it's still bottle. Then a little bit more falls in if you add up what I poured the first time, second time, third time. He poured, it's not that he poured it in the mazes. If he poured it in the mazes, it's in a mazes. It's in the house. And if you did it, there's a penalty to the evidence that you're not allowed to eat it. For the one who did it before, for the one who's the evidence. So we should answer the Shiva. But look, accidentally a little bit fell in, then a little bit more fell in accidentally, a third time a little bit fell in. And each time there was more science. But altogether, you no longer have no time. So when you say, kama, kama, bogu, whatever fell in the first time became Luther, and since it became Luther, it's either nepach or keter. So now you have, next time a little bit fell in, you have no time against that. Also, either nepach or keter. Next time it needs to fell in, right there. Each time it's either nepach or keter. Right. By mixer, if you have mine shuvin, yeah. Then you make hashoke, the hashoke becomes oit mine shuvin. I'll be pashtus. That's the question, but this is based on Dikul Beroi. Dikul Beroi, does it really accomplish such a trick that Ether, Nethach, Leo, Tether? Like the hashoke, once you do the hashoke, so it becomes oit mine shuvin, l'cher? So the same thing over here, Dikul Beroi accomplishes the Ether, Nethach, Leo, Tether? No. Calls man that it's an estate of Dikul, there's a rave against it, or there's a decision against it, or there's a mayor, Masayim, whatever you need. By Ever you need Masayim, and by Shuli you need mayor, by other things Shishim, by other things right. As long as you have the sheer rave against it, so when it's under control, then you say, Rab Nahasu, then you say Dikul Beroi. As soon as you no longer have your sheer mayor, Masayim, Shishim, or Chad the trade, then I should say, if you no longer have Dikul, so still here. Because even at the time that it was buckled, it never really converted. It never really was a metamorphosis. The Issa never really turned into Issa. Just Kozman was under control, but it didn't have any negative effect. You're allowed to eat it when it's under control. But it's no longer under control because you no longer have it. You're not allowed to eat it. That's the Shiloh. How are we to view Machalik is a Rishonim? How are we to view? That's the Shiloh in the everyday. It's even Tari Tess. So you say Chayzah in here. You say that later on if you add on more Issa, the original Issa that became in Tato, when you did have Shishim, there's no longer Tato. Or do you say not? So this is a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, what it is. So this is all based on Igmar, the end of Avodah Zarah. Wait, did anybody get this Einfall that you should say that Kama Kama Bottle? An Einfall? If there's no Gemara, if there would have been no Gemaras at all, we would have never dreamt of such an idea. But the story that there is a Gemara, the end of Avodah Zarah, that's what Rabbi Kinegi says, Avodah Zarah, that's Ein Gemara. The story that Igmar there talks about Sam Yena, which is only Midi Rahman. Igmar is not talking about real Yai and Netzach. Yai Nesach is an Issa Deraisif, and Nasi took a bottle of wine and poured it on his death, but it's Zorah. So the Gemara says that's a real biblical tradition. Yish the Yei Nesichon. The Gemara learned that in that passage. The Shachelu Zachem, the Yechelu, Yish the Yei Nesichon, that it's an Issa Deraisif to eat Flesh, the Kruvus of the Zorah, Flesh, or anything that was offered by the Zorah.
and it's likewise an issue right to drink yain in the status of whatever it is of. So the more there, the end of Abed Azar is not talking about Bio Yayin Eshach, we're talking about Sam Yaino, which was a Gzeila Otsu Yayin Eshach. The Gemara says there are many Kulas in Sam Yainam. There are certain Kulas in Sam Yainam. On the one hand, it should be very common because it's talking about Abed Azar, but on the other hand, it's not. The Gemara says that there are certain Kulas that only apply to Sam Yainam that don't apply. There you have a lot. There are certain Kulas that only apply to Sam Yainam that don't apply to all the Yisrael. That's the Shaila. The Gemara there says, and that's on Gimel, in certain cases we say, Kama, Baku. At a bore that's full of kosher wine, they used to squeeze out the wine and it would go into a bore. The cup was in the ground. So you have, let's say, a little bit of Tamiyena fell in by accident into that yayin that was hetzer. So the Gemara says, Tavorah, that you should say Kama, Baku. You should say that since the originally had a shear people against the Samyan that fell in, even though later on you no longer have a shear people, you should say remains Muta. So that's the Shaila. Is that only applicable to that case of Samyan, but does it apply even to Yisurim Deraita, even to real Yisurim, that you say Kamikamikov? So here Rashi uses that terminology, Krabatlo, uses it over here to negate to the Harahim, so he's Matal Nayim into a little bit of water. If you have a little bit of water, a little Meirat line falls in, so the first drop of Meirat line that falls in comes bottle because you have a right against it. So once it's bottled, that is like regular water. The next drop of Meirat line comes in, it also becomes bottled. Then it's going to come out. You have much more Meirat line than you have water. So still, the Gemara says it doesn't bother us. If it's the Tchila, if the mayim preceded the Meirat line, you might say kama bottle, and everything is converted into mayim. Avada, that's how the many we should make that distinction. The Ramban on the first half in Baba Vatsa and Avada and all of that like that. There's a big place, gigantic places in Baba Kama. Of course about that. That when do you say, whenever you say Kama Baka, when do you say it, when don't you say it? The place is in the Ramban and many we should say depends. If it's mixed with Kakiluach, if you pour a little bit and you stop, you pour a little bit and you stop. But you stop, but yeah, the first stick was bottled, and it turned into ether. Then you pour a little bit more and you stop. And the next bit was also bottled. But if it keeps on, the Gemara says, it keeps on raining kaseda. Let's say the rainwater, rainwater is only good for a mixer if it's standing still. If it's moving, it's there when it smells good. A mayon, the source of the water comes from under the ground. A mayon is even good for tequila, even if it's moving. It only has this dinner of a mayon when it's moving. When it's standing still, it's not a mayon. So then if you have a mayon where the water is flowing, and then you have a lot of rainwater came in. Tons and tons of rainwater came in, and you think that there's a possibility, it's a question whether this is physically possible. Is there a possibility that there's more rainwater here, there's a robe of rainwater against the Meham Mayim? So sure enough, we pass like that opinion, and we might have done that, that's physically impossible. That for every drop of rainwater, for every tefach of water that comes out of the sky, will have twice as much coming from under the ground floor. So it's not physically possible, there's nothing to discuss. But the Gemara has a dispute, the Machlokes HaMoharim, about is that physically possible. The HaMoharim have the opinion that it is possible to have a mayon flowing, a little mayon flowing, and it's going to rain such heavy downpour. Sometimes you have big floods, so it's going to rain so much water, you'll have a rave of Megishonim against the leaves of May Mayon. So the Gemara says that maybe you should not be retarded with them. One time, Megishonim is not retarded with them, but fool the right, only May Mayon is retarded with them. The Rabu notes him, Allah is also in this, is more Megi Shannon than it is Meg Mayan, so it should be no good. Unless you'll say Kamakam bottle. So the Shannon discusses it, what should I have to say Kamakam bottle? Every drop of rainwater that came in became bottled to rise. At the time that one drop of rainwater came in, it became bottled to rise in order to name Mayan. But it keeps on going to say that, one drop after the other, there's no hectic. When one drop falls here, you have to wait another minute till another drop is going to fall here, but you don't have to wait to go till another drop is going to fall somewhere else in this big mire. The state of the rain keeps on coming down. So that's what it says. Whenever it's a constant flow, it's a hemshire, then it's not fair to say kama bottle. That's what they say. Yeah. And if not over here, what's fair to say kama bottle? Is the cream, the godin, and that shah is inside it says, both are pre-chodosh, who disagrees with the shah. Pre-chodosh all times disagrees with the shah on the other day. So the Prima Gorma Tzadik says, supposed to be Chodesh, whatever you hold by Kama Bakul, the whole dispute has no application when you have overturned the robe. Let's say I have 60 units of kosher liquid, and one unit of fecal liquid fell in, I say it's Bakul Bishish.
Batu Bishishim, Ito Nefech, with your death, and I have 61 units of kosher liquid. Then, the next, an hour later, another unit falls in. I say, Batu Bishishim, it also turns out 62 units. And this happens
more than
61 times. Now I know the material that I have Roy Babitzer against the Mir Tereza. So the Shach says, and the Tereza, this doesn't bother me. If you hold like this, you pass without level of this. You all count counter purple. It's Mim Bimina. The Shach says, by Mim Bimina, you say counter counter purple. And then the Shenemi, you don't say this reason, because the Tam is Mir Tereza. So the Shach says, even if it's now a rave of Easter, and the Neotav Hesha doesn't bother me because Kam Kam Bosom, and Easter is not the Chuyat Hesha. So the Prima's Rav, and close to the Prima Chodosh, and also Rish Chuan, the Zal is so correct. He said, what's have to say like that? If you have a rave of Easter, and the Neotav Hesha, it's Nika of Easter. So there's no Tarubis anymore. Let's say you have a Tarubis, let's say I have chicken soup. A little bit of Chazer Shmal Stelin, and I'll shoot against it. Then I put the soup in the refrigerator, and all of the shmal floats to the top, and it separates. So it says the Tereza, and there are more. But if you succeed in separating the Yisus and the Hesha, even though originally when it fell in on the fire, you had Yisus against it, but if you can succeed later on in separating the Yisus, if it's easy to separate it, you have to put it in. You don't need a chemical over here. Not such a, you don't have to pour through a sieve or something. It's not so difficult. Just put it in the refrigerator and all the fat will flow to the top. It will separate by itself. So you must to separate it. And once it separates, of course it's going to be awesome. So that's what the pre-Mizgodim calls in the pre-Chodesh. Once you reach the point that you have a right Yisra and a Yisra, then it should be Nikra Yisra. The whole thing is Ruba Yisra. That's Nikra Yisra. It should certainly be Yisra. It's over here also. If but the definition of Tarubis, the definition of Tarubis is Raif Eser, and the is Eser, and the Eser is not Nika, but if you have a Raif Eser, by definition, that's called Nika Raif. Even though you don't know what that is, if the Raif is the Eser, okay, that's called Nika. That should be called Nika, the Shach holds that stuff. But the process is that that should be called Nika. So that's what we have over here. You're just going to have a mashu of water, then it's going to be mashed into the water. So he says, the tchila, if the water preceded the merat line, you're going to say kam kam potla. What's that say kam kam potla? You're certainly going to have, you're going to have more merat line than a mashu. You're going to have more than a
revere.
How much merat line you have,
yeah.
The practice is you have to say that the rashi is loved actually. Rabbi Kiveri spoke to you that Titus and Avodizor, the Gemara and Avodizor, Kam Kam Pot, is not exactly the same. It doesn't really work with the principles of Bikul Bura. It doesn't really correspond to Bikul Bura.
Didn't Rashi come
Yeah.
But if more than 1/6 of the ready, Kam should be noticed. We shouldn't be able to go so far as to get raised, and
that's what the Shach time is. So whenever you're dealing with Mindashayin and Milai, so then you have to say Chazaniyah. Because once the Tam is near Tash, so then it's like Nikarish. And other Rishayin is a big Rish, they hold that Tam for this. That's the Rashi Rishayin had a big Shir on Tam Kikah. That was what a big Shir was, actually. Most of the Rishayin and many of the Rishayin don't agree with the Shach and his understanding. What's the nature of the din of Tam Kikah? And many Rishayin hold, it's not whenever you can taste the Yisra, so it's considered as if it's Nikar Yisra, and therefore can't be bought. So then, you need a bigger Shia Bittu. That's all. But it's not that it's really Nikar Yisra. So you have to be careful over here. It doesn't really mean a din. It's not to be taken literally. It's not really a parallel 100% with the din of Bittu Barai. There's going to be a lot of differences here. The Ikan Akud over here is that the whole thing that they're at line, once it's Surah, I'll have the Kakim going to the Rabbanah, so they will make them over here. On the level of their eyes, it wouldn't work. Rav Yosef disagrees with Rav Nachman and the whole Faket. Machlokes l'chatchila. The whole machlokes of the Zakai in the Tanakam is only how much water do you need if he wants to be matzah mine into it. Of all of the stuff. But if the Merag line came first and then you want to pour in water to Mimah Batlet, everybody would agree to be review. Everybody would agree that in that case you would require a review. So how do we talk to Lalacha? The Rimon tells Maitera. Whenever you have a machlokes, Tanoim, Amaroyim, I try to have a Paschim, if the Gemara tells you, Amaita Shoya, somebody had the following practice, he did it, but then we assume he must tell you the story because Maita Rav, the story implies that that's the son. I'm going to have Yezu Rishame, on one occasion, I have Yezu had to be Mata on mine, so he thought, and it was a and they had no bedroom, they had no other room, they had no bed, so they had to be Mabatlan, so he told Rashi Lanchat, he told his Gabbai to pour a little water in the corner before he's going to be Mata on mine there. He said, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda B'Shamin, I see the Riyasa Din Maya. Really, you're a Riyas of Maya because I want to be Matan Maya? Obviously, he held Kitzirat Zakai. He said, because I hold like Rabbi Zakai. So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda held that Rabbi Zakai's requirement of the Riyas is not only with the Torah, it's even the Tchilo. It's against the first Madonna. Not
the... How can you know before we read?
May I say that? So all of the details that we learned so far are about Zoa and about Merag line. What about the Kli, which is normally Yuchas, the Zoa of the Merag line, but right now it happens to be Kli. So we had it on the Aleph that if you poured out all the Merag Lion, but there's still going to be a little bit on the surface, so then you're not allowed to daven, not allowed to say Krishna. What if you insult the Kli? You have the Kli on the Yukha of the Merag Lion, you emptied out the Merag Lion, and you cleaned it off. There's Mamish no beer. Is it still forbidden to daven? So that's the next process. So on the Aleph, right there, get up, show, rey, la, mitch, and Merag Lion. If you have a Kli, a bet in that's the Yukha, then it's always used to Merag Lion with the Toya, also with the Kriya Shma Kenegdon, and I'll see, shade, I'm cool. Even though they're completely clean, they're washed out, and there's no beer at all. That's our toilet bowl. The toilet bowl, even if it's clean and there's nothing there, you're not permitted to daven. I'm just doing it over my bedroom. So the toilet bowl happens to be in one of the bedrooms.
Normally,
you don't get daven in the
bedroom.
Not the old one. What if you have a bed in? What if you have a Kli that's in the Yuchas that's Rei? Or for Merag Lion and you pour it in water? Does it help? Because the Gemara only says there is water help on Merag Lion. It doesn't say that it helps for a Kli on the Yuchas. Maybe for a Kli on the Yuchas, it wouldn't help if you have a Revius of water, it says somehow it's Mabatul the Merag Lion. What happens if you say Revius water is Mabatul a Kli? Water is Mabatul Merag Lion because it blended, it's mixed in together. So it's not the end so much, even though it's a rogue Merag Lion. And it's only a mix, yeah. So even, what's the difference with this thing? Is empty, it's full of water, how is it going to change? So that's the place that says, Mustafa, that's filling it up with water, is not going to help I sleep. The only thing is, the last two places are on the Rambam. The first place says, Gev Shalei, they make a deal with Rashi. Rashi on Agi Mora says, Gev Shalei, he's describing innocence. He says, they're made of earthenware vessels, men Klicheres. What does Rashi have to say that they're Klicheres? Just Dominic telling you some of the milk today, that's what it was with my history. Yeah. Telling you what kind of perfume Rachel has, that needs to smell. What's an opinion over here that he tells you the Gersh Shavei is Shokarish? The Taisus wants to be Mitzayat every word of Rashi, he's telling you Halach over here. Mashma the Teirushai, that if it's made of glass, or it's made of metal, I would please, the light bola, becomes Kukhiz, Efshad the Shari. That's a different thing, Taisus says. Maybe it's only Glicheris, which is Bolea, or Hula Dinami metal. Whether a metal goes to Balei, you have to cash a metal can if you put Shabbos in it. But Kli's Kukhiz is not like it's a Rishonim, whether it's Balei. The many Balei attacks, many Rishonim held. That's how the Mechalot Tachin, who is based off, that glass is not Balei at all. That it's Shia Balei Balei. No, glass is made from sand. It's also earthenware. But it's manufactured in such a way that it's so smooth, it's not Balei. The Ramah is Nachmer, not so. The Ramah has taken a film that when Nachmer, the glass is Balei. So the Ashkenazim are always Nachmer back to Ramah, not to use one set of dishes for places in Milchis. Not to use the same glassware, glass is in place and so on. Not to use one set of glassware for milk, all year long, you have to have separate sets. And the Rambam is Nachman that not only is it Balea, it's treated like Cheres and you can't even kasher it. You can only kasher with legal and you can't kasher with Agola. Whatever you have to do for Kli Cheres, that's what the Rambam says you have to do for Kli. And the Spider follows the Mechaber, that's what Rabbi Vadi says, it has it's true. He says you can use one set of dishes, which is like the milk is kosher from all year long. No, then it's not Balea. If it's kavush, if you leave it there for 24 hours, then it'll be Balea. Or if you have something that's very sharp, if you have, let's say, kavush b'chanish of the tzir, if something is very sharp, acidic, then it'll be Balea in less time. So Shaila, how much less time? Let's say you have trade for the Shnaf. Chumis. Shnaf is a trade on paper. So let's say you have a trade for vinegar or something like that. So how long does it have to sit in the kli in order that the kli should be collapsed? It's much less than 24 hours. How long is it? So the Tzeres Yisrael right on the Shnai is 18 minutes, the Shir Mil. And the Zaki Shuvah, of course, all the Achayim would disagree with him and say, where did he get a Shir 18 minutes? It's much less. It's 6 minutes. Yes, I'm with it. You have to sort the flesh. The Shir Mil is a Machlech. 18 minutes, 24 minutes, 24 minutes, or a Machlech, half an hour. But Hakul Machlech, an hour? And if case it's a big shot on top, so make it a half an hour. Because when you in, the maximum shear is 25 minutes, 24 minutes. So where did he get 18 minutes when he gets the coverage to the bushel of the climate to the seer? And the salmon hair outline is also very sharp. So he nibble into the clue in 6 minutes. He nibble into the clue in 6 minutes. The case says that they're mako, they want to be mako by kuchas, by three matechas, they're not prepared to be mako. They say that maybe Rashi only meant to say, for the cheris, or who are the nami, three matechas, which are polea. I put the three chukas, which is not balei at all. This is what the Mechala talks about, that the chukas is shia smooth, the leg bala. It's not balei. Other Rishonim say the zio can Rashi differently. The din is, in Chumash, it says that a kli, the chukas, a kli cheres, you cannot do hagola. A kli hila kli cheres, and he ate midei death them. It says, you shove him, find his top. It says, other kelim, the kli lakoshes, if he cooks the carbon and he clean the dishes and the carbon comes next to Bolina after a day or two, then it says, Mekodesh and Marad, we should have money, you have to do Angola. I'm cooking it. If it's a Kli Cheres, you should have to throw it out in the garbage because it has no Angola. So Kli Cheres, maybe Rashi meant to say Kli Cheres, is so polea, so porous, that you can't even get out the Bliya Ayideh Angola. Mashani can clean, not only clean cookies, all other cavern, Kli Matekas, where it has a bleer, but it doesn't have such a strong bleer like we have it, so maybe even if you have a bedpan that's made of metal, maybe it would also be mutter, based on the Rashi. It's a little unclear, what does Rashi mean to be? Well, Rashi meant to say a halachic statement, not some historical fact. So the modern one, the bedpans were made from earthenware. It needs to be Shiva Mashmoth and Aloha. The basis is Madai from Rashi, that he means to say La Puki, such a tree which has no bleer at all. The other Rishonim say, the Shulchanot doesn't discuss. The other Rishonim say no. He comes lafuke all other kelim, even including kli matechas, which do not have a bliya, because the bliya is not going to be as strong as the bliya by kli cheres. Then Tosfos has an next place. The bash yatzel behem reviyas mayim. If you pour in the reviyas mayim, mix in the mayim with the merag mayim, then it becomes oat merag mayim. Because all been a merag mayim going to the lavo and after ready. Abu begere, but if you have a bliya, have shorei, have shidvon harim mayim. Tosfos is mistapik to say that's what it's called a shulchanot that it wouldn't help. It comes as umer goyim. On this basis, and he says, many Rishonim have this basis. The basis Riyazokin and Riyazarua and the Raviyah, a lot of them, they have these two basis in as separate. The Zemagon says, if you look in the Mordechai, he has these two basis in as one long paragraph. And it changes the whole stock, it changes the whole din of what they're saying. He reads it together. Tirish, that's the way it says in the Mordechai, and I don't. These two basis go together. Tirish, Rashi, Gev, Shavari, Nam, Shacheri, Bolu, Amash, Mithu, Yusha, Bukli, Bolet, Barak, on Kuvis, after Rishayu, Bavash Yatra, Terechem, and the Yes Mayim, if you have a Geref Shorei that's made of clear, then you have to put in water, then what else? Half of the Geref, what do you mean? But if the Geref of Kricheret, that's not exactly the way it says, you have to add that up. He says, that's what it says in the Mordechai, that's what it says in the Mordechai. He has all the, maybe there's a misprint in the Mordechai, I don't know, there's a misprint in the Mordechai, I don't know. That's what the Taitis meant to say. So this issue is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is asking that Hatolot Mayim doesn't help in a Gev Shalei period. Doesn't help. If it's Bolea, let's say if I'll pour chicken soup into a glass and then I'll pour warm milk into the same glass. Yeah, the Ramah says in Hilchos Teshuvah that we machmir to say that glass is bolea. And some Achrayim, and he never says a word the other day. In Hilchos Yeridim, when we talk about which kelim are bolea, he never says a word. But that's the Shadus. If the Shvi'yesh wants to say that maybe the Chumis Ramah is only a Chumis Teshuvah, we ask that the Chumis Teshuvah. Mashu, yeah. And maybe in Kolot Teshuvah, by trade. Real trade is maybe you're not machmir. Maybe there the Ramah would agree with the Mechaber that the Chumis is Shia, but like, well, the food is not bolea. But the standard, as he came on the Shulchan Aruch, between the Rebbeim, mainly between the Rebbeim and all the others, who lived years before the Siri Egg just died 20 years ago. 25 years ago. The standard Nesikerim on the Shulchan Aruch assumed that the Chumash Ramah is not only limited to Ochot Sefer, but it applies in Kavot HaRukhu. If you're going to pour cold milk into a cup, then it's not all there, unless it sits there for 24 hours. And even if it does sit for 24 hours, then I'm going to use the same glass to have orange juice when I'm having flesh, you can make no problem. The glee of milk in the glass is not going to come out, and the orange juice, unless the orange juice is going to sit there for 24 hours, then it's going to be a certain time of gun. There's nothing to worry about, but it is what to worry if you pour in, let's say, hot milk into a cup. You have hot chocolate milk, so you pour hot milk into the cup, so it's all there, because the earrings of Asher can make sleeper. And then you got to pour in chicken soup into the same place, chicken soup into the same cup. There's also going to be all there, but then you have to be chayish. That's what the Prima Dharma says, based on the Rambam. You should be chayish if you're going to use hot. Both times in the place, you said, remember, can we ask?
Stand for 24 hours and close how you eat it? Cool down.
I mean, if you wait 24 hours, usually there's a kumna in the rabbana that we shane, and then you're more than happening if you use it. They are, but then you're more, so does that kumna apply to glass? The king comes says not. He's well happy to say that now. He says, the kumna to rabbana, what might look at him as he brought in hot chicken soup.
No, no, no. You use the coffee with milk.
Yes, so the coffee, is a whether the milk is nivlok, because the hot coffee, even though it's such a burning, it's yad salvedas, but it's only klisheni. By the time you pour in the milk, klisheni is enema vashel. So strictly speaking, not only do we assume klisheni is enema vashel, it's not like if we touch the klisheni is not bolea either. Ramban holds that doesn't make any sense. Compare it to this. Ramban holds a very misabedic assignment. Klisheni, Mevashel, not Mevashel, that's the Shalom Hilfer Bishul. Because the Bechalad is Negeya, because the Bechalad is Negeya, because the Bechalad is Negeya, because the Bechalad is Negeya. What Shachas does it have with Chafis? If it's burning hot, if it's death of it, if it gives a Bliya. What? You're going to say that Bliya depends after on Bishul, so how is Kavish of Bishul? How is Moliach here at there? You have Bishul, you have Bliya set of Bliya's Tainan. So how can you say when you have a Bliya's Chaman, how do you have to death Bishul? It's a Tzela, the Ramban Tainan is such a Shtaki Tainan. But the Shulchan Aruch, we're talking against the Ramban. We're talking Nikon.
No.
The answer is right. I don't think so.
No.
I think they're supposed to use the Jew, personally. Just like they don't use the China glass. So the Ramah says we're not going to have to use glasses. The glasses that we use for beer, the honey, and they've been soaking Kavish Kinev Ushul, so you're not allowed to use it for faith. Yibbet Kredish, the Gemara has that cooler, and the Gemara only says it's by Sam Yenim. Because Sam Yenim is more cow than all the other Isurim, that if you have a Kli that was Balea, Kliheris, that there's no way to cash it, and it was Balea, Sam Yenim, so the Gemara says if you're afraid to the end of Avodah Zarah, if you wait 12 months, you assume that whatever Kli is there has already disappeared. The Chacham Tzvi was the only place that you said, if it applies to Sam Yen, who had an army, it should apply to all the others, if you want a little limitation. So the Chacham Tzvi is making like that. If you wait, if you take Chedish, you don't have to count. But many other Paschim don't pass him like that. We only use the Chacham Tzvi. It's like a book. You want to start the Chacham Tzvi with others, because the Chacham Tzvi book is only a Chumre, the whole thing is only a minute, only a minute has it. So that again, to the form of your breath, if you wait from 1 year to the next, if you take credit to Gimel. But we have a real clue that was Balea Shafis.
You use it from
the also not. The Vaisha and others on Ekel, if you have a seer of Abadis to vote, the Vaisha says if you do Hagola, you do Hagola on the Klicheris, even though Hagola does not like Klicheris, so the Bali does it, do Hagola Gimel Pomin on Klicheris at all. And even though we don't pass like the Bali, so that he wants to say the Vinyan, it's only the Rabbanon. They give you all a series of several food in Markel.
If you just pack your old Icheret from Milchus, like you could take away a year and you make a bullet.
There are some who would be make a lot. The series of the Chacham Tzvi was a dollar given upon. But some just to be like the Chacham Tzvi alone, that's not. We don't really talk like the Chacham Tzvi. So this is the din of Der Shavei. So from the middle of the The Tama Yata the Terchamayim, how much mind, the Merad Mayim Asmam, you're not permitted to daven at Yata the Terchamayim. The Tama Yata the Terchamayim, how much water do you have to pour in? Is it Machlekes? The Tama Kama holds kosher, it's a repeat from the verse of 24. That's not the Hemer of these. Now is the new Machlekes. Okay, so let me know, Rey. Let me know. The Machlekes, the Rey is, even with Chili, need a Rey. Now, the Bryce has a new Machlekes. What happens if I'm standing Terch Salad
Amos to the Toyo to the Merad line, but there's a wall that's marked in between. In between me. If, let's say, there's a Beit HaKisei right over here.
Oh, yes.
And someone is sitting right next to the Beit HaKisei. There's a mamish war. It's a separate, so you can say, you can daven, you can learn first out of Amos. If it's a separate room, no shayla. So what if, let's say, if everyone is all in one room and the Toyo is in the same room? And then, if your Machik Zalanam is Lutha, Machik Zalanam is Lutha, what if your first Zalanam is in the other wall? If the wall goes from this wall to the other wall, make it a separate room. What if I just make a little Machik, a little partition over here, wall of 10 Tokhim Tor, and what if they have a shame Machik that has to be 10 Tokhim Tor and down? First Dalai Lama. First Dalai Lama. Is it good for Dalai Lama still good? And I'm looking the other way, I can't see. Notice I'm looking the other way anyway. So sometimes, usually in the Ezra's Notion, you have a mechitza that goes from one end of the room to the other. Let's say you just have a mechitza that doesn't go from one end to the other. It doesn't go from one end to the other. So what would be the thing? So you have different halachas, the marshal, for the purpose of planting kilayim. Let's say I want to plant on one side grain, him, and I want to plant grapes on the other side. Mishnah says you have to have a certain halakha. What if you have a tent separating? But then you can plant all the way up until the fence, and you even have the fence only 10 fucking tall, and it's growing over here, and it's growing over there, and they say, well, you have a thousand bottom, as long as you have a mechitza, and the Gemara says in Erevin, that you don't even need a fence, as long as you make a tourist a pesa. Is it good enough? Tourist a pesa, not much everything is right here. It doesn't matter, make a tourist a pesa. Like a, yeah. If you make a tzuris ha-pesach in the shul between the men's section and the women's section, some of them know. But make a tzuris ha-pesach for Erev and there's no one. So what does this tzuris ha-pesach, let's say, for Kilayim? Let's say I want to plant in North Dakota, I want to plant Tvur, up until the border. In South Dakota, I want to plant grapes up until the border. So I'll make a fence separating between North Dakota, South Dakota, and South Dakota, going all the way from east to the west. But that, it doesn't enclose even North Dakota or South Dakota. It's not a fence that's not with any specific mocking to see it. It's just a fence that's not this. Even though it doesn't reach from the east coast to the west coast, it's not really separating. It doesn't really accomplish that it really has to do with a different mocking. So the Gemara says that's sufficient, even though it doesn't really accomplish to make a mocking color. All you need for the purposes of Shalman is in the right. All you need to be marked, to climb the right, and you don't need a hachot, you need two and two, as long as you have a fence in between, even though the fence doesn't make the two mechanics into a machin cholok, it's just a mechitza on our fence. It's going to get Eruch HaShabbos, that's ridiculous, that's nothing. Eruch HaShabbos, and all we come out of Rishut HaYach, if you have a machin mukhe, it's a mechitza enclosed completely. So that's the shine over here. It's a machlok is not that right. He wants to say Krishna, whatever he wants to do, and if he erects a mechitza, the more I can't have the bed. So he erects a mechitza that's 10 fucking to all. And the Mechitza, notice they have a shame Mechitza, that's where it's being bottom white. Otherwise, no Shia Muslims have found Mechitza in any sense whatsoever. He has this Mechitza, but I'm standing over here to daven, and the Torah is right over here. I'm Tech Tal Ramis, but this is not really accomplishing, it doesn't make it into a Mech Mechol, because it doesn't go from one wall to the other. If you go around here, so if I'm not going to call one shayla, the person in the hospital is a shayla. Because it's in Hilchos Mechitza, if it doesn't, on the week, with him feet talking to the floor, then Lachayr should be okay, as long as it's loaded. If it's above the feet talking, then it's a Mechitza, it doesn't have to be Mechitza. But even if it does reach, with him feet talking to the floor, which usually I think it does, the thing is, it has to be a Mechitza, Sheikhar Lamed, with my walk was clear. We had in the beginning when Misha made the Mutal Lachana, that if he wants to eat, he has to be also the Bais Bachar, and the Bais Bachar is a Mechitza. The Mechaber writes in the Yeridei, in the end of the Yeridei, when they quote this Zinim, of our Hilchos Hamidus, which makes Mutal Lachana, that if you have a Mechitza, you have, let's say, a curtain in a room, there happens to be no wind blowing, because in the hospital, all the doors and all the windows, everything is closed. But if you wouldn't have the building around and around, a room in a room, then the wind from outside would blow it in such a way that the Mechitza would not be made as the Ruach Mitzuyah. So he says, usually now, in the same hospital, they have to curtain with the tassel on top and on the bottom. So even if you wouldn't have any walls, the wind would not, like you have a hurricane outside, you have a tornado, then it's going to be a bit down. You'll try to walk with it, because that you don't have to worry about it.
Won't be knocked down, or it won't be lifted up?
That's also a shayla what that means. It's also a shayla. Chazanish is Mekel. Chazanish says, the Chayla Lama, you don't complete that thing, if the wind will hop from top and blow all at once, and it will still have the dimensions of the Mechitza. It'll still be 10 talking total, it'll still be welded to the ground. Even though it's going to flow back and forth, that's okay. And most of the other talking will precede the Chazanish, it didn't hold like that. Most of the others all assume that if the wind is going to blow and the person is going to blow back and forth, so that's called Eirei Chazanish, then even though with all the wind blowing, it still has the dimensions on the Chik. It goes blowing back and forth. That's Kakasha.
I don't understand the Chazanish anymore.
If the wall was built from one end to the other, the amokim called it a different rocket. It just has a meter in the middle of the room, and the meter has the edge of the meter, 10 talking tall, and it's more than Baal's rock in length, but it has the shear of the mechita, but it's not makif anything. It's just a mechita on a speckus, which would be good enough to kalanta. That's actually good enough over here for Tzoya. So that sounds like it's a makhalika satanai. There's shayla on a dinderaita. We were talking about Tzoya, but not only a nirad line. Tzoya is a dinderaita, not a mirikadah. Alati machi, why machalaka kalika atzad makam? The makam should be kodesh, this is makam. So if it's first out of the same welcome, unless you have a machita, does the machita have to be from one end to the other? Or not? So that sounds like a machita satan. So the first one holds, can count all the famous meter, the other meter. But if it's third and the other line is on this side of the meter, on, if it's on the same side where you are, that you have to include the dollar. But even if it says on the other side, let's say the meter is like this, it says over here. The meter doesn't know from one end of the, from one wall to the other. So the time kind of is not right. Excuse me, I'm the alignment he's making. Ah, meter, clearly. If the Merak Lion is behind the Mito and I'm over here, I want to dive in, that's okay. Because the Mito is a mastic. Even though the Mito doesn't go from one wall to the other. Only if it's with the Mito in a curry. If it's near you, and you're flat in the Mito, then a lot of the Mito is cool to have a Ramis. It's not very good. No shame. If you're not a lot of the Ramis, it comes up with a new Kumna. A few bias, Mayo Amo, if you're in the same ear, I'm in the field, I'm in walking in the street, and the Tzoya is going to look at the Dalai Lama away from me, so the Mokum where I am, the Dalai Lama around me, is the Hoi Makan Ava Kodesh, no problem. But if I'm in a room, and there are Mechitzis around it, even if the Tzoya is over in the other end of the room, and I'm standing over here, if the Tzoya is not Mechutzis, the Tzoya is Mechutzis, the baby's diaper is all covered up. Mechutzis is a Tzoya, it doesn't have a Dina Tzoya, but if the baby's diaper is not Mechutzis, even if I turn my back to it, I'm not facing it, so this Tzoya, I'm shimming all the home, I feel the bite, the roof, bite means the roof, tell me how. That's not good, they tell me to let every room need to do this. It's not a Tana. They just normal room home inside one room. They didn't have the... We have Chiddush, so we had a house with many rooms. They had one room. I feel advised, either a room. Now you are, or when you go out, you see them, you have to take the story out. Or she needs some time. If I need you, she didn't know came out of this new line for. That if the story is in the same room with Mechitza surrounded, the whole bias is Kedal Ram is Dami, Lahachman Rolo. The whole bias is Kedal Ram. I mean this machleik is where the lachar amito could be. It could be that on a level of the right to the certainly not be a good answer. Could be. The whole right is only talking, yeah. It only says merad laima, no, and then it continues. It's not called ger shalei, but then it no longer talks about the story. It only switches to the merad laima, could be. Doesn't matter, shayli, boy, we'll add a stuff, carry supposed to be, Reb Shimon and Ben Gamliel Shita. And God of Shimon Amir, what does it mean? Rav Shimon Amir said, if it's Lacha Amita, you may recite Kriyashma. Does he need to say, it has to be Lacha Amita, plus Achot is Dalai Lama? You need to charge it to Gusto. Lacha Amita, Kori Miyad. If it's Lacha Amita, I don't need Dalai Lama. And if it's Lacha Amita, then you have to be Lacha Dalai Lama to Kori. That's the simple pshat. That's going to come out to be the true pshat. I do not ask that, I should say, no, Lacha Kama, Lacha Amita, Lacha Dalai Lama to Kori. If it's Lacha Amita, you have to have stuff here. Of the Mechitza, of the Mitzvah, plus Achor to Dalaram, then you may say Kriyashma. But if the Mitzvah, you call it Klal, even if you mark it Dalaram. That's my Toshma, a proof from the Seir Shabraish, the first way to learn, the simple way. The Braish just says, the time of Shemala Zayma, Achor, Amitah, Karim, Yah, the Mitzvah is Mastik, you don't have to mark it Dalaram. If the Merah Lime is with the Amitah, there's no Mechitza that's Mastik, then you have to mark it Dalaram. Shemala Zayma, I feel advised, Neyo Amo, the Ikra, Shiatim, Ashinich, Tachzani. Fine. So what do you see? That the shaita that we had, how do you read the right to buy on the sheet alone? Fine. The fire that we had, what's the shaita of Shin Yamil? That we know how to read it. That he holds that Lacha Amita is Mutarina, he's Tatalam, or his Amita is a Mastik. And if it's this Amita, then you have to not know. But there's another problem here. There's a spirit, Matnais and Kashan Adabi. The two brides contradict each other. Who said what? Shimon Amir or Shimon Raza. The second writer has everything in the reverse order, as a different name. I'm sure who said which way. We have a call from Rachel Shishan of Shimon Gamliel and Sofina Halakha from Rachel. Whatever the time in the Mishnah course of Shimon Gamliel, the Menorah Rabbi is going to pass in Rachel. It must be said that that call does not necessarily apply to Bryce. The time that the Gemara is asking, what did Shimon Gamliel say? Because whatever he's going to say, that's what we're going to pass. Not necessarily so. I'm not telling you we're going to pass like I'm Shimon Gamliel over here. But time the Gemara wants to be Mavadar. Who said which way? The special thing, Asas Yibur Layachim and Achlaus Kasha Tincha. You're not allowed to say all the sheets of leather b'shem Rabbi Yeshua, sheets of Yeshua b'shem Rabbi Yeshua. You have to say all the strength every time of what the sheet is. Well, let's go. Which is the correct version? Who said which way? So the Gemara says, the second verse says what? The Gemara says, Baya the sheet of love. He's Baya had a read of Shimon Gamliel. The first verse says, we straighten out. Over the Shad and I listen. Last night, the Kashi Yadda, there's a contradiction between the two verses. Who said what? But the Gemara, the answer is, Eva Pat right. Classic. The second verse is incorrect. You have to amend it. Maybe the first one is wrong. Maybe the first verse is one that has to be reversed. That's my name. The question is, what is the issue over here? If the Tzad is over in the other corner and I want to daven over here, it's good to a daven amr, but there are rules that are in the street. In fact, the daven is okay. But if it's in a room, do you say that the mechitzah is around the room? Make it, the whole room is a violation of machaneh and kodesh. You have to have kedushas mochim. The whole shi of daven amr is a question like the Rashbam said. Am I in the same mokum with the same man in the same mokum? So all the land, the whole place is one big mokum. The whole place is one big mokum. That's the swara that we say. So the Gemara says, who is the one who holds in that swara in other places in the shire? Mansham says, Yom Kuli Pais, the Dalaram and Dami. Who's the one who holds like that? That even if it's more than Dalaram is away, but there are many surrounding the whole area, there has to be like one mokum, that's what Shimon HaLevi. So that's how we know that the first price is the correct one. The first price quotes that in the name of Shimon HaLevi. Rashi says he doesn't know what in the world, where does it say anywhere in Shas that Shimon HaLevi says that. Lay it back to him. He's more right by the fact that he doesn't. Oh, we know that's from Shimon HaLevi's Shita. You know, Gan Shas is like that. The phrase only appears here in the Masoret HaShas, they write, the phrase only appears in Erev in Daf Mem Bey. Basically, Kedal Aram Zabadir has nothing to do with Shimon HaLevi, has nothing to do with this topic, has nothing to do with this idea. The words appear. The words appear, the phrase appears, but it has a totally different context over here. But that's what Rashi says, he doesn't know which of Shimon HaLevi is like him. Once they have Bryce and somewhere else, it doesn't appear in Shah. But somehow the Amoraim had a tradition that they knew that was of Shimon HaLevi's Shim. In the Achleinah, they have a whole discussion about using this concept of Vesa Kula, Kula, Vesa Kedal Aram Zomi, in a Kulazika sense, in a different sense, that the Zohar says, that water wakes up in the morning and it doesn't wash never about he walks down around it without washing never about the Christ in Asher. Terrible thing. So the shaila is, but what if I'm gonna wash, I'm not gonna have to walk from one house to the other to wash never about it. I'm gonna wash in the same building, in the same house. But some Akhlana wanna say that basic Kadawar Ram is on. If you're not gonna have to walk out of your room or out of your house, it's gonna be in the same house. But some Akhlana wanna say that's the walk. This Gemara is Lahachma, that it's one Mokum. Here, with the text of the verse, they want to say one. And others hold not. That's why they insist on having the Negev about to write next to the fence, because the verse says that if you're going to walk down the Amut away, and you wake up before you wash and finish the Dan, the Negev about to is in the sky to us. Yes, that's
Right.
Yeah.
Usually it's the
chomer.
Yeah.
But
he takes
this thing
as coincidence,
and he can go both ways. Yeah, okay. Oh, no, that's the eighth. Ah, yes, the shadow of Rafuna. What's the problem with? What if you have the Avish Shemerad line is under the bed? Or it's dirty, the baby's dirty diaper, and it's not Mechus. You have some Merad line first, under the bed. So, and I want to dab it in the same room. With that being Mahi Zalaram. With being Mahi Zalaram is what you want to be Mahi Zalaram is basically cool if you're Zalaram zone. The whole room, since it has Mechus command, the whole room is considered one big Mokhan, and there's a violation of Mechus and Mokhan. But if you start the Merad line is covered after it's Mechus, it's Mechus. There's no problem. The Mishanwe is, let's say this is Merad line and I have it on the floor. So there's such a pocket between the bottom of the table and the And the Merah Laiman is what? That's called Mechutzah. How is that Mechutzah? That's not Mechutzah. It's like this. If you have a lid like this, then it would be called Merah Laiman Mechutzah. But if the lid is over here, so how does that call Mechutzah? So the Gemara says if the lid would be within, you know, Tzachin, a fascinating idea. I'll say lovely, even though the container is on the floor, or the chair is on the floor, and if that is with 2.5 Tzachin above it, so we'll say lovely over here. Yeah. Ah yes, the Shalom Rabbi Yisus, Ani Shalti, Ba'oi, Ninei, Ratuna, Chadyosek, Ashayla Ratuna, Mita, what's the din, Tachas, Mishloisha, Pshita, Lidi, Tain, Ofer, Shur, the Kalavadam. He tells his Rebbe, this I don't have a suffix, this is Zichar good. This is not good, this is Zichar good, that's considered Shloya Mechusa. My Shaila is, what if it's exactly Shloisha, Tzachim, they no longer say Lover. Lover is only if it's less than Shloisha. It's exactly Shloisha, the ultimate are at Lover. What if it's Shloisha more? Abo Hamishu Shishu Shiva Shemana Tisha Mao. What's it in? Up to 10. 9, 9.5. So his Rebbe, Rabbuna tells him, Mama, you might die 9 or more. I thought about 11 volumes. 10, I'm not going to hear. Why not? Well, it's so high up, that's the Shabbat, that's not called Mechutzah. If the bottom of the table is 10 Tzachim above the Tzoya, then it's certainly not called Tzoya Mechutzah, and it's...
Yeah, or 5, 6 also.
Well, that's what you did. Does it depend on Mavu to the cutoff point to be 3? Does it depend on 10 Tzachim because it's Chalik Mishus Bechner? That's what even the Tzoya says. The 10, I mean...
If you have the measurement,
yeah, the arm was good because the walls on the side of the arm went up to the limit.
The measurement of 10 Tzachim,
so therefore
we
are doing
10 Tzachim from here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the Shalom. Yeah. No, that's what he says, Dad, I don't have any value. He says, yes, the problem, that's the Hakdamah of the value. He gives Hakdamah, he says, less than Shloisha is difficult. But from Shloisha, still I'm sorry, he had a topic, and I'm sorry, he didn't ask either because he had a feeling that it wouldn't be good. I'm not a bite, I buy a comment, I'm a bite with the Tamar of Yesus, in terms of the Tamar of Yehudas. I'm not a bite, I buy the Necker of Yehudas. He says, Shat Rav, this is what you play law. He goes in, that's from Direk, that was his uncle. He says, Shat Rav, this is what you play law, it's a good thing you didn't ask. Why? Kolot Rav, Shus, Akriti, Yedich, and Elbut. So what's like to Allah with all of these drives? And Rabbi just passes over. He doesn't say, Ilkha to the stock is like this. Ilkha to the stock is like this. Well, with Chita later, Rabbi Yisrael, it is correct. Even though to us, it's not Chita at all. Rabbi just says, Rabbi Yisrael is right. He's master. If it's within three, it's Kalam Adam, it's Mechutzah. And when Abai says, Taitin of Yisrael, it's not Zahar, Rishu Sakriti, he's also Chita. And Shabbat Malachar, I'm the Bible of Yisrael, I'm going to let Bosh of Lay, not the Shiloh. He's master with everything that Rabbi Yisrael says. Less than 3 is Pshita, more than 10 is Pshita, and in between is not everything is himself. Omar Rav, what's with the other Shabbat that we had? Is it a big room? He says, since the Mechitim is around the whole room, who they buy is Kedal Hamid Dami Anas, or he says, Chut Talam, Omar Rav, the Halakh is like Avshim and Allah, the Mechumah, the Chayl Omar Bali, name of an Amir, Omar Rav Yankis, wrote the Bashmo, Halakh is Avshim and Allah, so where do you think of Chumah? And even though it's Tzayl Amir Adlam, it's Kedal Hamid, but if it's the Mechitim is around the whole Mokhan, there's a violation of this responsibility. The Rav says, no! Ain't no money to have a Shimon Lozer. Why should we talk like a Shishi Yechidah? It's the Rav HaTanayim disagree. That not only if it's in the middle of the street, if it's in the middle of the house, if it's Dalad on its way, so there's no prohibition to say creation.
Sure.
Now we can say Ashayor.
Okay.
That's the end of the Shimon. Now there's a new topic which came up before, but it has nothing to do with the Zeta Kitei Rebbe. It's a new bit. Now it's a new bit now. The mother tells her mice, Rav Achoi, he has to claim it may, they love Yitzchak Tashmo by mice. Rav Achoi was Meshadach his son with the daughter of Rav Yitzchak Tashmo by mice. So they got engaged and they got married, and then they were going to be together, they were going to have to be a Rishayna. I live a chuppah, they had a chuppah, they were going to be together, we'll have a Rishayna over there. And he was unable to be with his father. So there was something wrong. Why could he be? So the father went, Rabbi Achoy went to see, maybe there's something wrong, maybe his head is uncomfortable, he could understand. Also about today, so he went into the bedroom, the Yudai, to see, maybe there's a secret, maybe it's uncomfortable, maybe there's something wrong. So he said, there's a religious reason. Oh, the Sefer Torah was in Memphis, you know, Sefer Torah, etc. He said, it's a good thing, Omaru, so he told them, Mechutanim, hey, Huhashto, Moasari, if not for the fact that I came now, Sakantum agreed, you would have caused my son to be the Sakantum, he would have had Tashmish. In the same room with the Sefer Torah. Son did not stop, it's nice, he didn't have any Wi-Fi. Son did not have the Sefer Torah, not good. It doesn't occur to me, given Abba, how do you react if you're in a room for the Chatzukah and say the Torah? They said, I did not, you're not submitted to the Torah, you have a crisis. Why is the room changed? They said, the Torah, it's still, and also the Shamish Bar, it's Amit, I'll share it to you. You have to take the Torah out, put it in a different room. But she knew completely, it's actually best to take it out from the room completely. Second best is, if you can't do that, it has to be clean technique. I'm a Abaye, this is going to be a Abaye. The only time you ever had the clean technique, you must run over the Christian. But you have to say, the Kurdish is in our Kurdish, and the Aaron Kurdish has another metal, not a shoe, some people have a ball. A metal bolt around the Aaron Kurdish, yeah. So he says, if it's clean, if the boat came on the yukas, then it's a tefera, then it does not, then it's not called clean tefera. No, Shana, well, well, when you have this school of the Braita, the clean tefera, look at the Shamish Mikasa, when the clean tefera tell you, if the clean is not the yukas, it's the clean. And when the clean should tell you on, it won't serve as two, it'll only count as one. Even if you have 10, not only if you have 2, is it not enough, even if you have 4, even if you have 8, it's not enough. If you have 4 money, even if you have 10 kalim, you had money done, it only counts as one clean, you still require another clean. And what they said, you require another clean, remember this mother. What they said, you need another clean, the clean has to be a room and a room, all 6 sides, all 4 sides and on top of the bottom has to be complete clean. What do you have left saying on Kurdish? In the room with the say the third, that the clean has to be and then you take a towel, so you take a towel or a sheet, and you talk about the thing. The towel on top, on top and on the four sides, not on the bottom, but you have to wrap it up.
It's not a substitute.
This is raising the shayla. What if you have a gemara? I'm a sefer. I'm a chumash. I don't have a sefer Torah, a real sefer. I don't have a pair of silver. That's something else. So the top time to raise the shayla. Doctor said the Torah, the gemara talking about sefer Torah is silver. The kam b'chumashim, yesh lachmat, ma b'sefer Torah. Al b'shash zorim, that's a shayla. Dayan, the chief of the armor. So it says maybe one kli is enough. The shulchan aruch says, when I'm lachmat, you should treat me, you should be lachmat by all the time. So this is really a different topic. We have this topic brought up before. It's a shayla. Covered Sefer Torah. I'm Abishur Ben Levi. Sefer Torah Lachma Mechitza Asor. In order to be Matzah, Tashmish Amitza, we have to have a Mechitza which we can't talk into. If you have a mechitza asar, then it's mamish a separate rishon. My good rishon in the day of Ashi Chazi the Zuchte, he saw the bedroom of my Barab Ashi, the man of the Tzeh Tzeh, Rav is like mechitza asar. And he just said, whatever he wants to have Tzeh Tzeh Tzeh, so he will have a portable mechitza asar talking to him. Even if the sefer is higher, says in the Shulchan Aruch, let's say the sefer is on top of the table. The table is better, less than 10 foot. Let's say the sefer is on top of the bookcase, on top of the floor table, and the mechitz is only 10 tefachim tall, 20 inches tall, and the mechitz doesn't reach Kinegad HaSefer. Still, if you have the mechitz is 10 tefachim tall, and it's all the way to the other, it's a different bedroom, it's a different issue. So the Tashmish is not being done, and that bedroom is considered the Rav HaShabbos, so they have all these details. So he's apparently, my Rav Ashi had a bedroom, and he had Torah in his bedroom, and he had a portable mechitz, and whatever he wanted, so he would put up this mechitz. Amalei, the Mazutra who visited my Rav Ashi's home, in his bedroom, Amalei, Kimayim, Rabbi Shulchan Levi, says, if you are relying on Rabbi Shulchan Levi, that you make a mechitza, that's not with Yeruch, aim with Rabbi Shulchan Levi, the Leif Le'Dei Tachlid, and that's why you don't have another room. Of a mob, but you, Leif Le'Dei Tachlid, you have another room. Put the Sefer Torah in the other room, why should you make it with that first one? Amalei, Lama, that's all you're right. I made a mistake, I didn't realize, I should have realized. So that's how you have to read the Braisa. Best is, as she has seen it, she really take it into a different room. Second best is even if it's not another separate room, but you put up a machine to start covering. And the third best is food stuff. It goes by drug. So whenever you can put the shadow covered, so the more covered you can give, you have to give to the same pair. Even if you can't give any cup, then it's not. So then you don't have to do Tashmish on this one. The same one, you don't say if you can, then it's an Issa. But when it comes to kibbutzim, so the more covered you can give, so you have to give more covered. So the best is a different room, the second best is machine to start covering, and the third best is food stuff. If it's a Kli HaMachis Men Torah, then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim that then is considered a separate room. No, no, that's based on Mishnah and the Erevim. That's in a different context. An Erevim. But Ein Din is a Seer Kalim, so there's a Ruah, for him, to the Shver Rashi in the middle of Erevim, so he says, And then I hear the real guy from the Ramon Hilcha Shabbos calls the Gwen that there's an issue when giving the Kim that it's a smaller Kli. That's a gigantic death runs or something like that, a bookcase. That if you were to measure the volume of the whole inside, it would be massive. Then so then it's considered a roof. Then it's mamish considered a roof. That would be the first luxury. Mamish considered a second roof.
Okay.
I think so. That would be called three to first three. That's the third moderator, three to first three.
Yes.
Unless the organization is mastic mental, sometimes the organization is mastic mental, mamma's a different roof. Then you don't need anything. Then it's refrigerated. Mamma's a different roof. Depends. If it's a tiny little organization like the Chere Kadisha has, then it doesn't have mental. It's a big one like this. Probably for sure has mental.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit more honest. You have a mechitza careful, yeah. Right, so you took him out, but that's okay. Even though you can say it, it's in a different room.
Right.
It's in a different room. There's another bitch. It's look at the Shamish does. Then you have another problem. It's prohibited to stand undressed in front of the sacred. That's another problem. So then you have to cover up the sacred. But for that, you won't need the clean to a clean. You won't need such a big arichos like over here. So then the Gemara has a caption goes back to the mission. The mission says that you're married, you have to be married to Natsoya, Merab Lion Dalaran. Come, you're married to him, Natsoya, how far of our pocket they need to Merab Lion Natsoya Dalaran. I'm my rabbi, I'm Rav Kher, I'm Rav Unarosh, I'm Rav Yachor. The only time it's sufficient with our Chagat Al-Ram is if you don't see it. I'm Rav Sanda, but if I'm standing facing the story of the Nerad Layim, Machi Kimloi, Eina, the Chemes Tila, not only regarding Kriya Shema, the Mishnah talks about Kriya Shema, the exact same thing for Tila for learning Torah is in you. And this was a dispute that we had between the Rosh and the Rosh. Well, what does it mean? So the Rashba said, you see that there are two dinners. One dinner shouldn't be kept Al-Ram because that's Machanek, which is Machanek, the same offering. The other dinner, you can see it, there's a dinner of Re'ir. And the Rosh says, not at all. There's only a dinner of Mokim, but the Shia Mokim. What you're facing is actually daily. As far as you can see, it's all on Mokim. Yeah, there's one dinner that's sold. Yeah. The Rosh holds that there's no dinner, there's no Easter of the year, no Easter of status. Holds that there's only a dinner because it's in the same Makam. But when we get war, so then it's a Makam Cholot. But to hear it talking about Beit HaKitin is a Makam Amyuchas, it's not in the Ramah, doesn't mean that it necessarily has walls around it. So the Mara Yitzhak Kasha, how can you tell me that the fun of the Yafim Nachi Kimlayenov? But as Jesus says, you can tell me right in front of Beit HaKitin, it's not Kimlayenov. And then Mahakam Atina, and Rachid is talking about, okay, it's Beit HaKitin, shame by Tzoya. It's a Makam that they used to have Tzoya there, but they took away all the Tzoya. So that's why there's no problem. So you know, how does that help? The Lord says that the Beit HaKiseh normally is miyuchat for tzoy, that it had tzoy there, even if all of tzoy in the Arad Lime was removed, it still has the status as if it's full of tzoy, look, he said as if it's full of tzoy. So if the din is, like Rabbi said, if you have been machi kimlai, Rabbuni said, if you have been machi kimlai, ain't not the son of, so the whole Beit HaKiseh should be treated as if it's full of tzoy, you have been machi kimlai, no? You're not permitted to talk and learn, you have to think and learn, even if it has no tzoya. They find never shall not be shame, but even though no one is undressed, you're still not permitted to think and learn and talk and learn either. So what kind of a tariff are you giving me that you permitted when he said you permitted to doubt and right face in the Beit HaKiseh, he's talking when there's no tzoya, it doesn't help.
We're talking about a mock that we designated we're going to use this for Beit HaKiseh, but we never began to use it. So it's only has one.
Usually it's a machloekas abayi v'rabu, but there has no use to here or not. So So we pass in our locha like runner, that I'm not passing the office, I'm passing as runner. Is Lan Rufi is nothing. So if I'm not Lan Rufi, what is it to discuss? So there was a topic on that. That if you hold there's no din of hazmoni, you can even daven in the Beit HaKisi. This man done obviously, he says you're permitted to daven right in front of the place which was designated as a mokum for the Beit HaKisi, and they didn't begin to use it yet. So obviously he thinks that hazmoni looks to he's going to give him to Rabbanon. And I've heard that din is like Rabbanon, hazmoni Rabbanon and Mahmoud, that it's not covered on Brach. It's not covered on Kriyash Mahmoud to say. But if you hold it, you're not going to Rabbanon, that hazmoni looks to he, so how does he allow you to daven right in front of his son to be your writer? I will be shame but say that. And he says, ask your cat to follow on Wobba Kummer. I will be shame but say, if only has money, everything altogether, that's too much. The money is dealing with dealing with our problem. But the Gemara says, Kikam by the Rabbina, then does Rabbina have any buyer? Maybe you say, I want to know if he's in the Rabbana Lahachme by the Shakise. They're probably going to make him a way to stand on that Makan, probably you think of him. Stay in the building, they put up a building and they designated where the bathroom is off, but they didn't install anything yet, and no one ever used it yet as a bathroom. So that's the Rebaya Ravina, and that's not the office of government of the bathroom. To be back on top of it, I will be shameless there. I will connect it, the government connect it, like, he would never go so far. This is only a Chumim in the Rabbana, by his mother, so he won't go so far. Oh, the Rabbi says that sometimes, if you have a basic history that the story is not there, you are making, even though the Machmaran has money. If it's his meal, the Beit HaKisi, you're not allowed to daven. You know, a machmir, if all of the soya was removed, if also machmir was daven, you're not allowed to daven. But what if we were machmir the mokhaim to Beit HaKisi of Parsi? How many about the Kisai de Parsoi, they had a system a little bit similar to our system customary, but it was better than our system. And our system, the soya, the red line, falls into the goal, and it stays there for a moment, and then it's flushed away, then it disappears. Our study had a better system, that immediately it would go down a pipe. It would never stay there in this moment. So that's love in the bias. It's not in the bias. That's what's called a honey bucket. You started by study, if our team had a very good base, like you said, I've got these good soya, even though the soya goes out, as soon as I'm considered a good soya, it doesn't have a bit of a base, like you. There's no object. It's only if it sits here for a while. If they had a pipe system in this, but the Merak Lev would always bounce out immediately. It would never sit in this room. We really learned the end of the parable, so let's finish it. We already finished all of this. We didn't discuss it. Not every moment discussed. The last mission is Vaita Chazor. We had earlier in the text, there was a Takana Tezra that was Zav, that a Balkari, a man who's a Balkari, or a woman who's a Poveta Shechlazera, is not permitted to learn, is not permitted to daven, is not permitted to recite creation. And then in the later service, the Gemara says that they're on the battle of this Takana Tezra, because they turn on the Kamasum. I'm not called to go to Kareish, my Eitan the Kamasum, I'm going to turn on the Kamasum. So the Mishnah has a Machlekes to learn today, Machlekes of Yudah, the Hachamim, what's the deal if the person, in addition to being a Balkari, is also a Zav. Even if he'll be tabled in the Mikveh, the seal in the Mikveh will not help to remove the Tumas HaZav. HaZav needs Maim Chayim. HaZav needs Maim Chayim, and HaZav has to wait Shivin Akiv. So if he's going to be tabled now, he's not going to get rid of the Tumas HaZav. Do you still insist that he has to be tabled for the sake of Takana Tereb? Do you say no, it's Lomalo and Mori. Since the seal is not going to help to remove the Tumas HaZav, so there's no requirement of Takana Tereb. So that's the Machalei Gisaltar. So we talk about the Chachamim is actually real carry. But the same thing, a woman is a Poveta Shechlazera, so she's not allowed to daven, she's not allowed to say Krishna until she goes to Kriva the Mikveh, Takana Tezra, and then she became a Nidah. But she was first a Nidah, then she became a Poveta Shechlazera. So what's the intention of such a case? Ram Shamesh, she lost her Nidah, she became a Nidah afterwards, whether she was a Nidah first, then she was Poveta, or she was a Poveta Shechlazera, and then she became a Nidah, doesn't matter. Is the Machalek is not we talk about the Chachamim, Azvaz, Tichon Tzivah. We have here a point, we have here a disagreement. So we explain already. We talk about the Chachamim because it's Tzivah in the Mikveh, the Gemara said you can be tabled on my shoulders. So the Tzivah, Teisha Kapin is good. So you see that the Tzivah in the Mikveh doesn't have to serve as an attire. The Takana says it doesn't go with the Gemara of Hilchot Tzivah in the Tzivah. It's a different thing of Tzivah in the Mikveh. It's a special Mikveh for Takana says it. So we start with the Chum. What is Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not necessary for the person to be totally here for the purpose of Pakal Tevis. So the Gemara has an Ibaya, what Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda? We don't start Pakal Tevis anyway. We don't talk about Pakal Tevis, but there's a problem. But the Gemara wants to know, what Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda? What's the Shai Lo Tevis? So we discuss, how to stick around down the same derives of Tevis. This is true, it's only Pakal Tevis, it's only in the Rabbanah, but it's probably patterned after some issue derives. What's the Nikud of derives that Rabbi Yehuda holds over here that leads him to believe that there's no need, there's no use in being Tevis? So the Gemara holds there are two svaras to explain why not, and two different cases. Before you look at it, it's what if it was first about carrying, and then it became a zav? Bal Keri was even after he became a Bal Keri, and Rabbi Yehuda, now what would Rabbi Yehuda say? Later on, it doesn't matter. We start to like the Rabbanon, later on it doesn't matter. Because you always need, there's always a din of takana sense. But later Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds that there's a din deraita, this is a reflection of a din deraita. Which din deraita is this a reflection of? So there's two ways to learn. One way to learn is that the meaning of table the share is the other. If the person has on his body two madregas of tumah, and the tumah amur the other, the tumah kalah. Tumah about table is only coming for one day. Tumah zav is coming for 7 days, and each indicator has to be in a kodi sometimes. Zav also has to be in a kodi. So it's much more humble than that. So you're going to tell me that he's going to be table today in the mikveh to remove the tumah about carry, and he will still remain a zav. It's a clean up table the share is the other. As well, that's Rav Shimishkov explains in the area, Shabchina Tayyid on the Sheretz the other, the beauty kind, that you can't shake off the Tumas, and the Tumas Kalo, if you're going to have still on you the Tumas Kalo, even the Tumas Kalo will still be made. So if you say like that, if that's Shabchina of you, then it doesn't make a difference whether it became first of all Cherry, or it became first of all. But the Gemara has a topic, maybe that's not what Rav Yehuda is driving at. Maybe that's not called type of a shared deal. Maybe that doesn't bother me. Maybe you can shake off the tumas. Even the tumas even to it. Maybe Pshat Rav Yehuda is a different thing. But there is a Gemara in the Menachos. In the beginning of the Menachos, the Gemara talks about a concept of struggle of tumas, just like Azad. The Gemara never makes this muscle. But it's a pretty strong muscle, just like there's a concept of any sechala lisa. It's a thing that already trades. So he talks in machlokes hatanam. He talks in another lisa cannot be superimposed on the first lisa. Well, the trade already any sechala lisa. Not exactly so broad because in margins, even though any sechala lisa, that's only for margins purposes. But if you want to keep the chesed and say, "How many are there in the first lisa?" I say, "Well, there." But Mordechai says, "Not even the common day Rishon Gemurah." The Gemara says in Yemanis that if, let's say, you're not allowed to bury a tzaddik next to Rosh. So let's say one person did 1,000 others, the other person did 1,001 others. If there's somebody keeping cheshbon. And you know how many times I said Rosh, how many times you said Rosh, how many times I did this other, that other, the tzaddik keeping cheshbon, and he knows that I did an other 1,001 times, you did an other, you did 1,000 others. We're not allowed to be buried near each other because we're in a different madrig of shmiras and this. If you don't know from this thing, then all the people who come to the same year, the same amount of others. The Aguda all buried together, the Mizrahi all buried together, and all those people from Israel, they're all buried together. And so every shul has their own chevre, their own karka. So this thing, they're all on the same madrega of religious observance, more or less. Everybody's buried together. But if you attack a keep chevre, you would know that you're not allowed to bury them together. Because most of what is, they both did the keep chevre, they both did 1,000 others. But I did, one of the 1,000 others that I did was the case of Yisrachal Alisa, and the Jews did any Yisrachal Alisa, it's only 1,000 others. And you did 1,000 others, and there is no Yisrachal Alisa. But the Torah says, no, the Torah says, any Yisrachal Alisa is only for Malkus. Although the Torah says, Shon Gimurim, yes, I did 1,001 others, and you did only 1,000 others. They're not allowed to bury us near each other. We have to mark it 8 on it. So now this is the Malkus 3 seconds. So the din, the original din of Eini Sechal Alisa, it's not really such a strong din. It's not to be taken literally, Eini Sechal Alisa, it's not. It's just a din in a Malkus, that there's no Malkus. There's only a din in Onish. Lisa, Malkus. But however, there is a din in Tumah, of Sobel Tumah. It's something that came from it. And then later on, so let's say I touched Zav. The Zab is Zab, so it makes me a Rishon Tumah. Then I go to a shul, then make the Zab, yeah, both have Tumah. I come and I'm coming out of Tumah. They can't say, Sobel Tumah, I'm saturated. Sobel Tumah, I'm so saturated with Tumah, so the new Tumah can't be Zab. That's not true. The new Tumah is higher than the old Tumah. But what if first I came in contact with the next? And I became an Zab. Then later on I touch Zab, I'm going to be on a Rishon. So the Gemara says a suffix when they say Sobel Tumah. There means, not like any Sechal Alit when it gets to Malkus. Now Rishon Malkus, the Gemara is stopping to say, that it's not called. You can't be in the Kabbalah too. The second tune is not called. There's no mocking for the second tune to be called. In the Gemara, there's a discussion. You might have enough to meet. There's a certain enough to meet a discussion. So how do we talk to them? There's a shadow. How do we talk to them? There's a Bala more. The Rabbit wrote a sefer Bali HaNefesh and holds a sneak in his voice. So the Balamor has Hatzogis on the Rif, just like the Balamor wrote, Hatzogis on the Rif, and the Rabbit has Hatzogis on the Balamor. So the sefer Kotsusham, he always quotes about the Balamor of Kotsusham, and he says that he's wrong. He says that he's wrong, and whenever he tried, he says he stole it from me. So they learned the Havut. Because they learned the Havut. So the Balamor wrote Hatzogis on the right of sefer, on the right of Bali HaNefesh. So he has a Hatzog in the middle of the Chassida. He writes this Lashon, there's a funny Lashon, the way it's printed in all the usual editions, that it's connected in the edge, because Kappa printed a new paper, Bali HaNefesh, based on the manuscript. There are loads of lines missing there, that he put out, if they printed the Bali HaNefesh, now it's written, he's going to read it. So there's one line that no one knew, what's the wrong with that? He talks about a Shvi Lashonah, Zion Lashonah. There is no such thing, there's a Rishonism, there's an Av, there's a Yavoyah. Jamie, Rishi, there's a Ziv HaKadosh, and by Paradum there's a Hamishi, so there's no Zion, there is no such thing. No one knows what the Lord is talking about. So in the Macheshes, in the state of Macheshes, it's about Henech Egesh. He was a Zion in Vilna, the same time as Abchaim Oide. He's older, and he died later. So Henech Egesh writes in the paper that it's obviously a misprint in the Balaam War. What he's talking about is Sova Latuna. He says, you read the whole sentence. He's talking about that, he's around and said, that's the Maracha Sabalatum. The priest didn't know what it was. He thought, Sabalatum, a Shivatum. He made a Zion, but there is no such thing. Sabalatum is a concept that if the person, and it's relevant in Hilchot Nidus. The Maharshi has a Shivat Maracha, he shows that this concept from the Maracha Maracha is relevant to Mubilism. But if anyway, she's a need anyway, even if she has Zion later on, that real Zion is Lamala Lamar, so she's coming anyway. So it's not a real that's the Tamir, and I've not committed some Dinus on Zion. So the one, the more is topic over here, my time is Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah is talking about a Dindar Rabbanon, that there's no content over here, but it's called the Tikkah Rabbanon, came the right to take his food in and didn't write it. Why he holds points it? Why Rav Yudah holds in this case, you know, to be told. So that's the point of that, it's got to say, what if he first became a Balkeri? Balkeri should run a Dindar Rav Yudah, what did he hold? He thought the Rav Yudah holds some, maybe Rav Yudah said, you know, to be told in the case of the Mishnah because he came in the opposite order. He was adopted Rav Keri. Why? Because since first he was adopted to take it to him. And a Dabba doesn't have to be present when the Nixon Lewis is Dabbin. All its name are committed to Dabbin and learning except for a Balkari and a Palenti Shechuzem Shamesh. All the others' name are committed to Dabbin. So first he was a Zab, then he became a Balkari. So I should say, Sobel Atumer. He's so saturated with the Tumor of Zeb, the Tumor of Balkari is not Chal. Nothing from all on earth. It's absolutely nothing. Is that what I'm getting meant to say? He put up, you know, how come Zab Shurah came away to make Korah because first, Lava Tilo. First he became a Zab in the time of the Zabi Kwa Tilo. So then later on when he becomes a Balkari, it's not in the cup. However, if he would first be a Balkari, she was even later. First the Balkari didn't become a Balkari, so when he became a Balkari, he was Mechuyi. The Nekar originally, Bar-Filuhu, even though now he became a Zav, and I should say, Tagol Vashar Zerzi, it doesn't bother me. But you would say, Mechai, there's no issue of Tagol Vashar Zerzi, but Ozumah passed notes, Ozumah Lashma. Maybe that doesn't make a difference because the thing that's bothering him is the title of the Shara Yoga, not the issue of double up, that's the Gemara's advice. The Gemara says, Toshma is the fairest, there are viewers in both cases. That you don't have to go in the mix with the Svara for the Pewter. It's not the issue of double up Tumah. I don't say that the Tumah is carry and not Chal on top of the Tumah. It is Chal. You don't say double up Tumah. The problem is title of the Shara Yoga. How do you see? Toshma says, the Mishnah goes, the second case in the Mishnah. On the Shamesh, first you have Toshmish, then afterwards the Rasa Nido, Rechot Zimlo. Rav Yudah says this. First, the Gemara is the opposite case from the first one. The first case was that first he was a Zav and he became a Keri later. And first he was a Nida, then she became Polka. And here, first he was a Mishamesh, and then she became a Nida later. So why does the Mishnah have to tell me it doesn't matter this direction or that direction? Here's to tell me that the Rabbanah hold that you do need Tzvila, it's like a Kalbachim that you need Tzvila here. Not in the first case, but first he was a Zav, and first she was a Nida. And still later she became a Mishamesh. Then she became a Palmetis, and then he became a Valkyrie. They all didn't need to do it. Certainly, after interaction. So it must be that the Chiddush is a little bit of Yudah. That's what the Gemara says. Tosh Ma'am Shanesh is Ruach Amido. Tzvich HaTzivu Rav Yudah. Right there. So the Gemara, Ba'am Shanesh is Ruach Amido. So Valkyrie, she Ruach Ziva Danya. She Kapat Rav Yudah. Shema Amido. The same is in the Mishnah. Then it's Machlein Zavir Rav Al Nashet. Now Rav Chid Be'ed. You don't even have to be the Zayish. Then the same is in Rav Chid Zayish. Valkyrie, she Ruach Ziva. Okay.
In Pasha's Chuma, in Pasha's Chuma, it's not in Pasha's Chuma. The Torah gives the deen of Rabbi Yossi the Yigdash and Mitzvah to make a Beis HaMishkan, a Beis HaMikdash, and all of the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash, HaMishkan, the Kelim. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah that you don't count all of the Kelim, each one is a separate Mitzvah, because you really chelik mechelka Mitzvah. So all the Mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash and the Kelim, the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash. Then you have, in the beginning, a Pasha's Kisis, so you have like a Tia at the foot of them. Don't forget the Kiyar. How come the Kiyar isn't written over there? That's what the Sparta, let me show you this. So the Sparta is, how come the Kiyar is not written earlier? So he writes that he doesn't think, he suggests, it's a Shaila Mishayim. He suggests that he doesn't think the Kiyar is considered one of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. It's like a cliché. Let's say you need knives in the Beis HaMikdash to chef, you need Kelim to be Mekabel Dam, you need Kelim to do Hipuch, you need big forks to turn over the Flesh and the Mekabel, all kinds of Kelim that comes and comes. Mishnah says, and then you have Kelim or something. And the Mishnah says, can I get some Kelim that use a different thing? That's not part of the Mitzvah. When you have an apartment, you put in furniture. So the pots and pans or the dishes or the glasses or the forks, no, that's not part of the furniture. The furniture has a mokum kavua. So that's HaMishkan, the Kelov has a mokum kavua. Then you have the clay HaMishkan, clay HaMikdash. Then you have Kishon, it's not HaDin. So the utensils that you use for the purpose of doing HaVeda in order to do the mitzvah. So the smart on Parshas Kisisa wants to be Mechadish like that. He suggests that the reason why Kiyar was not written together in Parshas Truma with everything else is because it's not one of the clay HaMikdash. It's only for the purpose of Yiddish and Ayin Rabbi. And that's what others want to point out, that the Russian Hapasik seems to support this suggestion that the Sparta has. Because when you read earlier, let's say you read in Parshas Truma, it says you should make an Oren. Then it says, what do you do with the Oren? Put some Luchas in the Oren. Then it says, you make a Menorah. Then it says, later, what do you do with the Menorah? Then it says, you make a Mizdeh. Then it says, what do you do with the Mizdeh? Make a Shulchan. Then it says, what do you do with the Shulchan? Here, it doesn't say, make a Kiyar. And then it's going to say what you do with it. It says, you see the kira chasachan of the rachsa. Instead of saying, make a kira, and then by the next pasuk, and you should use that kira, the next pasuk is rachsa drawn upon the next day, it's like, good, so tell me the pasuk you said. Why does it have to say pasuk you said, the rachsa? It sounds like this is the definition of what the kira is all about. The kira is not, sounds like the, the kira is not from the clay on English. It's only a cliche. If one should assume, like this, oh no, other Rishonim say the same response. In fact, the Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Truma, sounds like he doesn't agree in a big way. Alfie Parshas Rashi writes about the Mishkan and the Kelim. He says, the Kiyor, he starts listing up the Kelim, he says, the Kiyor with the Mizbeach, with the Shulchan and the Nur, puts the Kiyor together with others. He doesn't say like a cliché. One of the first Rashi's there, and the Parshas Yosuvi, the Chayn Tassu. The Chayn Tassu was there, he says, Rashi, and the Rechad Menah Kelim, if you lose some of the Kelim, you have to redo them. Okay, she starts to make late Beit Elam come. If you make other furniture in the Beit HaMikdash, you go to Shulchan, to the Meretz, to the Kiyar, to the Chodesh, to the Shlomo, the Kavra actually puts them together. None of them. Also later in Tikkuri, also sounds like that. But it's not all like this. If one should assume like this, or no, then we understand the deal Kalosh. And then it's also the use of the Kashas that they quote in the name of Rabbeinu on the salvation. There's a Gemara, where the Gemara says that the Tzul of Lina, if you have a carbon, let's say if you have a murin, and you leave it till the morning, the truma really depends whether it's kachikalim, kachikachim. Kachikachim, this man is younger lila, so when his man is up, then it becomes a difficult belief. If you have kachikalim, so this man is stay on the lila, and so long as he lives well, it'll stay over till after his man. Whenever you have a carbon, every carbon has his man. If you leave it after his man, then it becomes a difficult belief. So what happens if you have the water of the kia? It's not a carbon. The water of the Kiyar. So the Gemara says, it's welcome to send both on Nitzvah Belina. The series of Mishnah is like that. The water is Nitzvah Belina. So in order to present the water, and if it's Nitzvah Belina, you have to fill it out. Because it was the water is the Scottish and the Kiyar. The Kiyar is the Kishari. So whatever had Kiddush Kli, becomes Nitzvah Belina. So in order to present the water in the Kiyar, from being Nitzvah Belina, they used to have a bore, and they used to have a pulley system, and they used to lower the Kiyar with the water every night, before Alois HaShachar. It becomes Nitzvah Belina at that moment of Alois HaShachar. They used to lower it an hour before Alois HaShachar. They used to leave it in the well. Whenever it's the HaShok is, it's no longer, the water is Mechuba with the water, with the underground river that was flowing there. So the water did not become Nitzvah Belina. They wouldn't have to pour out any water. They wouldn't have to fill it out. Then after Alois HaShachar, they would bring it back up. There would be kosher. So they quote in the Shiur for Rav Elbow, he was bothered with a kosher.
Hamitzvah tabernacle after the Migdash, and after the Mishkan, after the Beit HaMikdash with the Kelim, what if you have a Beit HaMikdash with the Kelim, and a wise guy goes in and he takes out the Merayim, and takes out the Shulchan, and he takes out the Mishkan, moves it away from Koma. Everything has a Makom Miyuchot, and if you take something out, you put it in the gate, and you put it in the air, and you move it outside. So you're not in fulfillment of the Mishkan, the Yotam and Migdash, the whole Mishkan, the Shleimutah, is to have a Beit HaMikdash with the Kelim. Every single night they are Makrim, the Beit HaMikdash, and you die, and you have to clear. He doesn't understand how would they make the mitzvah for that hour that they had it under the water. How would they if you say like this one, then the Hashem is not sure. The only thing is, Rabbah also knew this. Rabbah also knew this, but before he quoted the Kashya, he quoted Yerushalmi and Shkomer. That Yerushalmi says that if you don't have the key, one time it says in the Brisa, if you don't have the key of Imkomo, you can't bring Kavanah. But that's how the whole series that is proper that you have English, not stomachly. And even if you're not going to be, the thing is that you don't have to do Kiddush Namaglai from the Kiyah. The Rambam says that mitzvah lachatchila to do from the Kiyah. The Gemara says in the second parak, in the beginning of the second parak, in the second parak, the Gemara says that the Yevit is a Kiddush Namaglai from any Kishar, it is also good. As long as the water was in the Kaddish Kishar. And Baruch Hashem is close to the Rambam and he disagrees, so it's even good lachatchila to do Kiddush Namaglai from another Kiyah. You don't even need lachatchila to use the Kiyah. So Yerushalmi Shkolin, that one time, is of the opinion there, that if you don't have the Kirbim Komo, you can't do any avodas at all, he clearly says that it's one of the same ones, but he says, you're going to do Kirbim Komo, from a Klishari. You're not going to need the Kirbim to do Kirbim, I'm going to do from different Klishari. It's not even the Tzuris HaMikdosh. So that's what Abobel quotes that time. And then he says, that's how it clearly, he doesn't quote this one, he says, that's how it clearly holds. That's part of the description of the case, that's part of the furniture. But then he had to tell it in the cash. But the old Bai Shani did it like this for hundreds of years. You know? But that's
the cash. I like what you said. All the facts, the history, the little gold, so...